This is high school football on MSO News Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and, of course, the voice of the North Shore, Bill Newell, on location as Tim gets his headset on here. And beautiful day here at Hamilton-Wenham Stadium, at Hamilton-Wenham High School. We're at the stadium where the colorful canopy of local flora is beginning to fade, and we're seeing some really thin leaves on the far side. But bright sunshine off to our south, I think it is, and the wind is going from south to north, so it's a very warm day. A lot of yellow jackets up here in the booth, and natural field turf with yard markers every 10 yards, and that's about it. Today it's Salem with a record of 4-3 playing against Hamilton-Wenham. They are 7-0 as Coach Jim Pugh has weaved his magic once again here at the Generals' home field as well as the away games. And, Tim, you've seen Salem. I've seen Hamilton-Wenham. And this seems like an even matchup, even though Salem's at 4-3.
Yeah, Salem is big. They're fast. They're without their starting quarterback, so they'll be using a freshman. But when you have Vinny Gaskins in the backfield, you can make a whole lot of yardage up in a very, very short time. And Hamilton-Wenham is going to have to key on Gaskins to limit his effectiveness in this game. If they want to ensure a victory today, though, they're not short of any number of weapons themselves.
Okay, we'll take our first break, and then we'll check in with Bill Newell, who is over at Swampscott covering the game over there, and we'll see what he's got to say as well. Talk to both coaches, Jim Pugh and Matt Bouchard of Hamilton-Wenham and Salem, respectively. So stay with us. This is MSO News Sports. We have high school football today on a beautiful, bright, sunny day. Temperature about 63 degrees with a few clouds in the sky.
Game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSO NewsSports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
All right, we are back at Hamilton-Wenham High School, and we're joined now by Bill Newell, who's over in Swampscott. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Rick. Good afternoon. What a great day, huh?
Oh, it's amazing. Another day in paradise. And last night was a great night for football, but this... This is going to be a little warmer today, but still a good day.
Yep, very, very nice day here today. In fact, you know, I really don't think these reporters such as Tim Kearns and Phil Stacey that wear shorts in October for high school football should be bragging about it today, because it must be very close to 70. It's certainly 70 in the sun right now.
Well, I don't want to tell you how I'm dressed, but Tim, yeah, he's in short sleeves and shorts. What do you got going on over there?
All right, here we go. It's 21-17, Swampscott leading at the half. We've just come to the half. It was a new kickoff here. And with Watertown scored the very first touchdown with a 18-yard run by Manange Kamara. Point after kick by Connor Canelli was good, 7-0. But then Swampscott ran off three straight touchdowns, all passing touchdowns, from Colin Frary, one to Isaiah Baskin, 20 yards, another one to Dominic Cottespotti for 34 yards, and the third one to Jake McIntyre, 53 yards. That put Swampscott up on top 21-7. But then Watertown battled back. Matthew Muldrew ran in from 10 yards out, making it 21-14. And just with a tick or two left on the clock at the end of the first half, after a fumble by Swampscott, Connor Kennelly, the kicker for Watertown, hits a 32-yard field goal to bring him to within 21-17, a four-point deficit for Watertown. So Kennelly, man, he has a leg. But also, I got to remember, Frizzoli for Swampscott High School is also a very talented kicker as well for the Big Blue. So we're going to have a second half, and, you know, this Watertown team, Rick, I don't know, is, you know, Mange Kamara is definitely the real deal. He's a running back. He can catch coming out of the backfield, but he's 5'9", 165. He plays a lot bigger than he is, and he's a junior.
All right, a lot of offense going on over there, Bill, and I expect the same thing over here at Hamilton. How's the crowd? You got a lot of people over there?
Yeah, decent crowd out here today, yeah.
And, very good.
Pretty well, you know, pretty good crowd here today for sure. It's a beautiful day.
All right, you're doing double duty. You'll be over at Manning again this afternoon?
Yeah, we'll shoot over there and take a look there at Manning. Winner of this game, by the way, will go on and play at Somerville Friday night. That's either Watertown or Swampscott plays at Somerville Friday night in the next round of this tournament.
All right, we'll check in with you later, Bill. Thank you.
All right, sounds good, Rick. Take
pretty
care.
Good. Yep, that's Bill Newell over at Loxage in Swampscott, where the Big Blue are leading at halftime, 21-17.
Say,
put your headset on so we can hear you.
I said, I get insulted long distance.
And I'm close.
Bad enough last night. Now I come here, I get it from you, and I get it from Bill over the phone.
Not me, brother. I'm behaving myself.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take another break as both teams are warming up on the field. The Salem Witches are down at the 50-yard line, actually, just at their own 45, and they're running some offensive plays with all the coaches dressed in their red jackets or red shirts. Salem's got white tops, white jerseys today with black numerals, it looks like, from here, and they've got the red pants, red helmets with black trim. Hamilton Wenham has left the field. They're back in the locker room going over some last-minute tune-ups, I guess, with Coach Pugh. And again, it's a beautiful day. About 10 people in the stands on the far side right now. But it's still early. People like to come at the last minute. And same thing here on the near side for Hamilton. Not very many people. I'll tell you what, going through Hamilton, what was it, over by Patton Park and by the elementary school? Good heavens.
Soccer day.
Oh, my word. All right, so we will take a break, come back and talk with Salem High School football coach Matt Bouchard, and that'll be followed by Coach Jim Pugh of Hamilton Wenham. This is MSO News Sports High School football playoffs here on MSO.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your place. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your place.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore, get the MSO News Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, msonewsports.com. Welcome back to msonewsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. And Matt, you're in the playoffs. Congratulations. However, you're up against the number one seed in Hamilton Wenham this weekend.
I appreciate you having us on, and we're looking forward to this weekend's matchup.
Yeah. Well,
Let's talk about Salem High football. You guys have had a sensational year, really. I mean, you lost the last two weekends down in Lynn against Classical and English, but those two teams are now only have one loss between them, and so they've had fantastic years themselves. So tell me about how you read your team and assess it after this regular season.
Yeah, I'm really proud of where we are. I mean, as you just stated, I mean, we just went up against two quality opponents. You know, if you look at the first one in Lynn English, you know, it went down to the last minute. We had opportunities to win. And then in the Classical game, you know, the beginning of the fourth quarter, it was 23-20. You know, so I think our guys were really fighting, very competitive against, you know, a quality opponent, you know. And, you know, I think that one of the nice things coming out of a lot of those games is that even though, you know, the win-loss, you know, doesn't necessarily go to our side. I think the experience we gained in those type of kind of championship type of battles, you know, are invaluable, especially heading into the week one of the playoffs.
You know, and Matt, you know, I look at a bunch of little plays. Say, look, let's go to the English game that was a one-point game, in which you guys could have won that game, really. And you look at the little plays, the little stops here and there that you made against that team, defensive stops. Those are the things that, you know, that really help you win ball games, and doing those things, coming through with those things as a team, I think is a confidence builder, and you can always look back at those kinds of things.
Without question, I think one of the things that I think is one of the things that makes our team a little bit different than previous years is that you know, even though we might walk out of that stadium and not necessarily get that win, that experience that I was just speaking to, you know, we take that very seriously. You know, we add that kind of into the toolbox and say, okay, you know, we got to learn from this. We can't let this ever happen again. And again, when we go into do film sessions week to week, I'm not seeing those same mistakes kind of show their ugly head. I think we're gaining that experience, as I said earlier, against quality opponents, and that type of experience, you know, you just can't pick up anywhere. I think you have to kind of live it. And, you know, the practice this week has been phenomenal. You know, attitudes are where they need to be, you know, and, you know, they're really looking forward to getting after it on Saturday.
Matt, at this time of year, teams are getting banged up. Players are playing with some injuries and so on. Where do you see your team on that front heading into the weekend?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, especially this late in the season, you know, you have, you know, you're seven games in plus, in our particular case, going up against quality opponents. You know, that's kind of the nature of the game. I think that one of the great things at Salem High School is, you know, between our strength coach, you know, our trainer, and some of the experts that we have on our staff, you know, we've done just a lot of things to kind of really kind of make sure that we're doing everything we can to kind of get these guys recovered, you know, whether it is nutritionally, you know, physically, just really making sure that, you know, we're basically putting all the resources in to really make sure that, you know, we can have every, you know, athlete healthy for the big game.
Let me ask you to sort of break the game down for us. So you guys are at Hamilton Wenham Saturday afternoon, not a turf field, but a natural grass field. And Hamilton Wenham's had a great year there. They're in a way similar, paralleling you guys a little bit, I think, there, as they've resurged themselves this year, been a little resurgent. So tell me about what the X's and O's and the styles and matchups look like for this game.
Yeah, no, I think, well, first off, I think Coach Pugh is an amazing coach. You know, I coached actually cross at Masco for about 10 years, many moons ago. So I've worked with Coach Pugh. And then I coached for many years in the Cape Ann League at Georgetown. So I know Coach Pugh very, very well, and I always had a great deal of respect for him and his teams.
I didn't think you were that old, Matt. Seriously.
I got a couple years on me, but I think that the thing is that you know, going into this week, I think that, you know, they're well coached on both sides of the ball. You know, and they got guys flying around on special teams. You know, and I think that if we were to just kind of look at both sides, first out with offense, I think that, you know, they definitely put you in difficult situations. They put talented kids in space. but they're able to run really tough inside the box. So as a defensive coach, you know, you have to kind of pick your poison. You know, do you want to stop the run or do you want to leave guys uncovered in, you know, space that can really do things with the ball in their hands? You know, so it's going to present a challenge without question. But our guys are really excited about that. You know, they like a little bit of a challenge, and I know my defensive staff has, you know, been working really hard to really put together a game plan to really deal with, you know, what they're presenting offensively. I think defensively, they are downhill, very physical, you know, anything I've ever seen. As I said, well coached, but they're very much downhill. So, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage for us is going to be kind of paramount if we want to have success. And the good news for at least on the Salem side is that pretty much every week, you know, some of, let's say, the gaps in our offensive line play has been kind of filled. We've been correcting things and, you know, going into the eighth game, you know, a lot of those gaps are hopefully fixed. And now, you know, it's about execution.
Coach, I have one last question for you. That's on probably the best known player on your team, maybe Vinny Gaskins, the running back. You know, having seen him for a couple of straight weeks now, especially last week when I watched him, it seems like if he's standing in the backfield waiting for the snap from center to quarterback, he looks one size. Then if he gets the football and cuts through the line, he looks huge. You know, describe him as a runner to us, because I've only seen him a few times, but obviously you see him every day.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you talk, I think any running back, I think, you know, vision is paramount. You know, I think that you really have to see the field and see your blocks, and I think that he's grown. I think that that's an area where he's grown tremendously over the last year. Last year he was a great runner, but I think this year, you know, his vision is gotten so much better. But I think the thing is that the vision is kind of step one. I think the step two is, you know, what do you do when contact happens? And I think that he's somebody that has that burst, that on contact he can be physical. You know, we kind of grade our running backs on how well they do after contact, because everybody can take a handoff and run a couple yards, but what do you do when kind of someone hits you? And he's, you know, leading our team on post-contact yards. So he's a physical runner. And I think the last attribute is, again, if you get him in space and there's a kind of a one-on-one matchup and you got to bring him to the ground, he has the ability to kind of stick his foot in the dirt, change direction very, very quickly at speed, you know, because anybody can kind of change direction. But I think one of the defining things for any running back is, what do you do, you know, kind of when your foot, can you change direction at full speed? And he's someone that can do that. And when he actually does that, typically when those big plays happen.
Gotcha. Well, Matt, hold on the line just for a second with us, but thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it.
Yep. That's Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, and this is MSO News Sports.
Ever wish that help with your business was as nearby as your next-door neighbor? At Cape Ann Savings Bank, we're the folks who have helped our neighbors build prosperous communities since 1846. And we invite you to give us a call, discuss your vision, and learn how we can help you grow your business. We're here for you. You have questions. We have answers. Just give us a call, 888-283-CASB, or visit capeannsavingsbank.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, we're back now with Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh, and coach, 35-7 over Linfield. How do you do?
We do well. It was a great night, for sure. You know, there's no denying the kids came out as fired up as we've seen them, and were physical. And that's the thing I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, is that the thing that we knew, we had players, and we've said that all along, that we got playmakers. Cam Peach, Jake Lenciani, Phil Durgan, Billy Whalen, now Ian Coffey. So we got kids that can make plays, but our offensive defensive line, our linebackers, Phil Durgan and Sam Weber and Daniel Tobin, Michael Crowley, I mean, they really took it to Linfield. So it was an impressive win for us, And it was great on Friday night and Saturday. And, you know, now we're in the infamous words of one of the greatest coaches of all time, we're on to Cincinnati.
Jim, was the game at Linfield?
Yes.
That's usually a really tough place to go in and walk out with a win. But you guys were decisive in this win.
The kids really did. I mean, it was an impressive showing by our kids. They really just everything about our game, special teams, the offense, defense, the blocking, the playmaking. You know, I mean, obviously, I mean, Linfield is a great team, and they've been there and won it, you know, whatever it is, 4, 5, 6 years in a row. I think the last team to beat them from the, you know, the Cape Ann League small or the Baker division has been Hamilton Wenham back when Trevor Lyon was playing, and in 2011, Hamilton, you know, we went to a Super Bowl with behind Trevor and Coach Morenci, and 12. So in 2012. So it's been a long time, and this was great. It was great for the program, and but you know, as you know, now everyone's back on page one, and it's back to the playoffs, and one and done.
All right, so let's look at that, Coach. You got your defense is leading the way. Obviously, you've got complementary football, and you mentioned the special teams, which is really cool because that's got to help with field position. How do you look at this Salem game?
It's going to be a tough one. I mean, you know, Coach Bouchard has got the playing. You know, I the game against Lynn English, I thought, you know, I mean, they should have won that game. Not, you know, there's one call at the end where they get called for a hold on a 2-point conversion. Otherwise, they win that game. But, no, they, you know, the Gaskins kids, the Espinal kids, I mean, they got athletes all over the field. So that we know. And, it will be our offense and defensive line and linebackers against theirs. They got playmakers. We have playmakers. So, it should be a great, exciting game.
Looking forward to it, Coach. We're gonna broadcast that game, and if you get a chance, please send me along your revised offense and defense from the last time I was over there. If you get a chance, but should be a great game. I think the weather forecast looks good. And is it a 1 o'clock start at Hamilton Wenham?
No, I think it's 1:30.
1:30.
It's gonna be a 1:30 start, and yep, at our field. So that's the nice thing about winning on last Friday night, so, you know, we get home field advantage, which is always, you know, a great thing to have. So, yeah, we'll be excited. Hopefully the fans come out. Our fans came out Friday night. I was shocked, at, you know, the number of students that came and supported us, but that's the type of school Hamilton Wenham is. You know, the kids to, you know, a smaller school, they all support each other. I mean, our kids go to the volleyball games, the soccer games, the soccer kids and the volleyball kids, and, you know,
smile on your face, Jim. Listen, we'll be there on Saturday, and congratulations. We will talk to you before the game. Okay, we're back at Hamilton Wenham, where the sun is shining brilliantly right into here and into the press box, and there's all kinds of hornets and yellow jackets buzzing about.
And they're free of charge.
Yeah, and we certainly are. We are just about ready to go as Hamilton Wenham will be kicking off to Salem. We're not going to be able to spot the yard markers very well because there aren't any. And we're looking right into the sun, so that it's, everything is sort of washed out. We can see some of the big numerals, and the midfield stripe is right in front of us, so we'll have to work off that. And plus, listen to PA. They'll help us out. So Hamilton Wenham will be kicking off, as we said, from right to left to Salem Witches. And Jake Lanciani, one of the stars on offense and defense for Hamilton Wenham, will be
for Salem,
kicking
off.
For Hamilton Wenham. Ruben Baez is back deep off to our left. And again, sun shining right in our faces on this gorgeous, gorgeous last weekend in October. Lanciani approaches it, right foot, line drive kick. Going to come down at about the 10-yard line to the 20, return to close to the 30, but not quite that far as... nice return by Baez.
Ruben Baez, yep. You know, if they got these Hornets to pay admission,
Baez on the return.
They could have afforded to
yeah, this is kind of free
line the field.
Baez Hello,
over at Swampscott.
The
they put the ball on the 26-yard line of Salem. I'm going to have to bring this mic in. It's just, I can't hear anything. Bring this in. Okay, so first and 10 for Salem. I'll set the offense here momentarily. See who the quarterback is. It is Espinol. He pitches over to running back, trying to turn the corner. It's close to the 30-yard line.
Number one, Jeffrey Rodriguez
that was,
on the carry.
Jeff Rodriguez,
cut
senior, 5'10", 160,
by
with the gain.
Looking at the offense for Salem, the defense for Hamilton Wenham. Decisive size advantage to Hamilton Wenham.
So they give him about a 3-yard gain, second and 7 for the Salem Witches. And they come in with a record of 4-3. Fourth-year coach, Matt Bouchard.
Get Vinny Gaskins in the backfield now.
Anody Espinol is the quarterback. Gaskin gets it, sweeps to the left, turns the corner, breaks a tackle, and he pushes the pile forward for the first down.
And that's the Vinny Gaskins that's been evident all season long so far for Salem. Again, well, shot the end off, a couple of steps with the left shoulder gap, shot right upfield, and just keeping his shoulders square, just pushed the pile for a first down.
11-yard gain as a wasp lands right on my depth chart here.
I heard the usual timekeeper.
Ball.
Go ahead.
Boy, they're just buzzing about. Ball on the far hash mark as Salem is moving from left to right. And Gombe Gaskins in the backfield. One receiver out to the right. Gaskins the handoff. And he goes off of left tackle. Banged after about a 3-yard gain. He'll get it to the 43. Second and 7 once again.
Phil Broad is the official timekeeper for the MIA. And he was being told by the regular timekeeper that these guys buzz around all day long, but they won't bother you. But if they do, they've got some spray over there.
Why
this is the only press box we came with a health warning.
I know, really. Let's watch the first aid station. Second and 7 for the Salem Witches. As Espinol in the shotgun, he's going to hand off to Rodriguez. Sweeps to the right, and it is closed. No game.
Good job of Hamilton Wenham stretching that
number
out to
one,
the side.
Number Rodriguez on the carry.
They have 5 guys over there in that coverage.
The third down and
Hunter
Wolkowski
makes the tackle. He's listed at 6'2". Nice holding the edge there as the ball now is in the middle of the field. Rodriguez second carry, let me see. They give him a yard to the 44, so it'll be third and almost 6 to go for the first down. Just underway, 8:42 left to go. Bill Newell over in Swampscott as Watertown was trailing Swampscott at the half, 21-17 last report. Bill will be checking in. And it's reverse to Gaskins on the... Oh, man, second effort. He was stopped about 3 yards short, and he may have gotten the first down. If not, he's pretty close to it.
Gaskins
up the middle.
Looking at the side judge, he's just shy.
He has to be just shy of the first down. We'll wait for an official.
Guy's stealing my lines.
He heard you. Well, the nose of the ball is at the 50.
Yeah, it's...
So that's 6 yards.
There's a length of a football. That's all it is. It's a length of a football.
I'd measure because sometimes these yard markers aren't all that straight. Anyway, it is fourth and less than one for the Salem Witches.
Jonathan Tom Brady type of play.
Jonathan Rodriguez, J.D. Darty, Felix Cruz, Matthew Noonan, Melkin Bautista up front. Nudy Espinal is the quarterback. Vincent Gaskins is the running back. Skeffington. Actually, it's Tyler Giles split wide to the right. Rodriguez is the tight end on the left at the moment.
Yeah, we get a timeout. 30-second timeout.
For Salem.
Very surprised Espinal didn't get up under the center, take the quick snap and just dive in between right behind the center spot and grab that first down. Well, it is, again, it's maybe the length of a football.
So Salem takes its first time out. Boy, that band is right underneath our microphones. Not a big band, but very active. Doing a great job. It's sort of a pep band for Hamilton Wenham. So now here we go. Fourth and one. Less than one. And Espinal is in shotgun with an up back. Trying to draw him offside. And Gaskin slips. And Espinal is tackled for a loss. That play just was messed up before it started.
Yeah, Gaskin's lost his footing as Espinal turned around to give him the ball.
Yep.
That just totally destroyed that play.
Well, that means that Hamilton Wenham will take over for its first possession. Really good field position at their own 43-yard line. 7:36 left to go first quarter.
First and 10 Generals now. Cowbell. 47.
All right, so let me switch over here to the offense for Hamilton Wenham, the defense for the Salem Witches. Billy Whalen is the quarterback. He's in the pistol with one receiver out wide to the right. It's going to be a fake handoff play action. Rolling to his left, left-handed passer. Fires it downfield. Looking for Peach. He's open. He catches it at the 10. Breaks a tackle. And he's close to the end zone. Stops just outside the goal line.
Well, he came from the right side. Came across the middle. He beat the secondary. And as soon as he knew he had a step, he started to wave his right hand. Looking for the pass. And it was a beautiful pass by Billy Whalen. He had to come back just a step to pull that in, but that allowed him to do the spin move on the coverage man, who had him by the shirt but lost him, and then a touchdown-saving tackle keeps him out of the end zone.
60-yard gain. It is first and goal at the 3-yard line. First play from scrimmage for the Hamilton Wenham Generals. Hand off to Crowley. Nope. Driven backwards.
Tough play by the interior of the Salem line.
I said Crowley, Ian Coffey, not Crowley, but Ian Coffey, sophomore, had a big game last week. Stop for
Felix Cruz also in on that stop.
Second and goal from the 3. Ball midway between the hash marks. And again, not much of wind now at all. Very still. Decent crowd here for the Hamilton Wenham Generals. Not so much for Salem on the far side. That surprises me.
That was the same play that St. Mary started out with, straight down the middle, that they hit for 6 points in last night's game.
Lanciani has split way out to the left. Tobin way out to the right. And it's a handoff under center. Coffey rolling to his right, trying to cut the corner. And he's in! Touchdown!
And Coffey is in for the Generals! Touchdown!
3-yard sweep to the right. And the Generals, on 2-3 plays, traverse 58 yards, and they lead 6-0.
I wasn't sure he's going to be able to get to the corner. As Jeff Rodriguez was coming over to make a play, but too much forward momentum to keep him out.
So Lanciani will attempt the point after, and it's a good snap, a good hold, and looks like it's a good kick. It is.
Oh,
just like that. Hamilton Wenham takes a 7-0 lead with 6:17 left to go in the first quarter. It took them 1 minute and 19 seconds to score.
In the first quarter, it's the Generals 7, Salem nothing.
So they've got 58 yards of offense on their first possession, and Salem with 33 on its first.
Incredible success this fall. The Generals have 4 teams win Cape Ann League championships. This includes
Moynihan Lumber scoreboard update. Again, the most recent score we had was Swampscott 21 and Watertown 17 over at Loxage. This is a Division 6 game. Bill Lowell will be reporting on that one. And later on, he'll go on over to Manning, picking up Winchester at Lynn English.
Good luck to all our general teams, and keep up the fandom during the postseason.
Kind of useless to try to fight the PA, Tim.
Yeah.
Really is. I don't know why I even bother. All right, so.
Number three, Jake.
Early lead for Hamilton Wenham, and they'll be kicking off once again from right to right, right to left. They've got the white helmets with the blue star a la the Dallas Cowboys and a blue star on their shoulders. Blue jerseys, white pants. Kickoff to Rodriguez. He loses it out of bounds. Oh, no, he doesn't. He's still inbounds, and he dropped it, picks it up around the 10-yard line, running backwards, and he's going to be dropped at the 10. Tough play on special teams for Salem that time, and good coverage by the Generals.
It was Michael Mann there for the tackle on special teams.
No need us to identify the players. Just listen in on the PA. First and 10 for Salem, second possession at their own 10-yard line. And Espinal once again will be the quarterback, I think. No, it looks like they might have changed. Let's see. No, Espinal hands off to Gaskin, sweeping to the right. Cuts the corner, gets good yardage, close to the 20. He may have it out to the 20. Big run by Gaskin.
Number two, missing Gaskin on the carry. Met there
right at the
20.
Look at the size of that wasp. Good
Gain
God.
Seven on the play. It'll be second down and three.
Okay, so the original line of scrimmage was the 13. And it's at the 20. So that's a 7-yard gain. Second down for Salem Witches. Beautiful all grass field. Very green still here, Lowell's. A little washed out in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Shotgun formation. Keeper by the quarterback, Espinal. Struggling to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, Salem's best success in the limited time that they've had it so far has been going up the middle against Hamilton Wenham, getting outside. Too much speed, too much strength so far.
Third and short for Salem.
5:15 left to go in the first quarter. Going to put the ball at the 22, so it's third and one. On the 2-yard pickup by the quarterback, so he did get forward momentum, but now. Oh, they're going to measure, so could be a first down. Clock is still running, which I don't think it's supposed to. Just stop now. Hamilton Wenham players on defense, just standing about, checking it out. And they stretch the chains, and it's about half a yard short.
Ladies and gentlemen, what do a junior prom and unicorns have in common? Well, they're both just fantasies if you don't support the junior class. Visit the concession stand throughout the game and help make the class of 2019 dreams come true.
Okay.
Not sure where that one was going.
Third and short with a lot of people in shorts in front of us. Nice
See,
vantage point.
Phil and I are not alone.
No, I'm way overdressed. All right, we got a wide out to the right. Shotgun formation. Hand off Gaskins. Gets the first down and powers forward for a couple more, up to about the 23.
For the first down.
Maybe the 24.
Tackle made by number four, Daniel Turner.
I was looking for Phil and I just spotted him. Down on the sideline. I hope he doesn't pull a Beverly like he did a couple of years ago. He was wandering right down along into the team itself and wandering with them as they moved with the ball.
Well, that's what people do. Why not?
Not in the team, not with the team.
First down for Salem as the ball is at their own 26-yard line on the 4-yard gain by Gaskins. Now it's a pass play. It is complete to the 32, and that's Rodriguez, I believe. Nope, it is number 4 on your program. That is Chris Ngarambi. Nice catch. Good yardage.
Ngarambi.
And it's another first down.
That is enough for a
It is at the 37-yard line. Got about 11 on that one.
The Salem 37-yard line.
Clock moving with 4 minutes to go. 7-0. Hamilton Wenham leading. They've run three plays and have scored. Hand off Gaskins again, turning the corner left. Oh, she smacked backwards. Oh my goodness! Get the number of that
number.
There you go.
Well, he hit it all 5'9", 180, that's for sure. He stopped him dead in his tracks.
He hit him up high and drove him backwards like a sledgehammer. My goodness gracious, what a tackle. 1 yard loss. And that means we're down to second and 11 now for Salem with the clock at 3:23 and moving. All in the hair, the hair farsh mark. There you go. How's that work? Giles is split wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field. Double handoff. Rodriguez gets the second handoff, and he's dropped for another loss.
It's gonna be tough sledding out there in that midfield section between the 40-yard lines. As you mentioned earlier, we could really chewed up out there. And we saw Gaskin slip. We saw another slip there.
Good play by the linebacker, Crawley, though. Tim, not going, not biting, and staying home.
Yeah.
What do you call that, sealing the edge?
Sealing the edge.
He was there. Now it's 3rd and 11 for Salem, having trouble moving at this point. So far, big first down run by Gaskins, and a first down pass have been hit. Pass to Giles, and now it's a third down. Pass to the left by a new quarterback in there. It's caught by Rodriguez over in the far sideline. Breaks a tackle and is going to get very close to the first down.
Yeah, he's probably going to be a yard short.
Quarterback, actually, it was in. It's Beauregard in there. He's a freshman.
Jeffrey Rodriguez.
Beauregard, 5'7", 130. So it was complete. Very close to the first down. Once again, looks like a measurement. Oh, man, they're going to call it. Short by about half a yard. Good heavens.
And it's going to be short by about half a yard. Fourth down and one for Salem.
What are you going to do here, huh? What are you going to do? All right, so...
I'm going to test them later.
You got just about 12, I'll tell you. I know. Yeah, we'll see.
And down.
Well, you know, it's Halloween weekend, right? So weird things happening.
I'll tell you, Hamilton Wenham is bringing the leather on every single hit.
All right, here they go. Salem breaks the huddle with a purpose. Back in the shotgun is Espinal, back in the game. He fakes the handoff, runs it up the middle. Big yardage, breaks a tackle, gets the first down, breaks another tackle, down to the 40, to the 37-yard line is where he's finally stopped.
Talk about effort. Just before he went down, he did a 360 on 1 foot, trying to break the the tackle, the Hamilton Wenham linebacker.
Well,
good explosive run, and as I mentioned, it looks like they're going to need to attack the middle of the Hamilton Wenham defense, and that's what they've done with the most success.
Man, he was tough on that one. Was the quarterback Espinal breaking tackles and then keeping his legs going? First and 10, minute 45 left to go, first quarter. Ball at the Hamilton Wenham 38-yard line. Now a tight formation. With a shotgun sort of maybe 2 yards off the line of scrimmage, direct snap to the running back, Gaskins breaks the tackle and gets across the 30 down to about the 29.
Number two, Vincent Gaskins on the carry.
He's very close to a first down.
Written down by number 13.
Oh, he gets the first down as a wasp lands on my glasses. That's special. No, we're going to call it second. Yeah, they're waving first down. The chains aren't moving. They're just standing there.
The ref is pointing down the field, and the side judge is on the wash and finally gave the signal to move the chains.
So Gaskins got the direct snap that time as he was under center, but maybe 2 yards off the line of scrimmage. All right, there's a timeout taken by Hamilton Wenham now. Each team has taken one. Only score of the game so far, Ian Coffey from 3 yards out, but that was preceded by a long 60-yard pass called in by Cam Peach, almost scoring on that one. Pass from Billy Whalen.
Swampskin has moved ahead of Watertown 27-24, so Watertown came out firing and in the third to take a lead, but Swampskin behind Prairie's arm to Bacon retakes the lead.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Lashdown, New Hampshire. And we thank the Moynihan family for all that they've done for high school sports in the area throughout the years. First and 10, Salem on the march. They're at the Hamilton Wenham 28. There's the pistol formation. And it's a handoff to Gaskins. He does get away on the left side, cutting the corner, getting yardage down close to the 20-yard line. Man, they're rolling downhill right now. Are the Witches.
Number two, Gaskins on the carry, knocked out of bounds by number three, Jake Lanciani.
Lanciani credited with the tackle. Clock moving, 45 seconds left to go in the
Six
first quarter.
6-yard gain, the second down and four.
Ball's at the 22.
General 23-yard line.
So it's second and four for the Witches. I don't know if they're going to bother to get a playoff here with the clock winding down. Maybe they will. 30 seconds left to go. Got sort of a modified wing T here with quarterback in the shotgun. He's going to go off left tackle, break a tackle, squeeze through, get a first down. Inside the 20, close to the 15.
Number eight is Pennell on the run.
Espinal with the carry, and it is at the 15.
It's a Salem first down.
7-yard gain, first down, and I think that'll do it with 10 seconds left to go in the quarter. Actually, it's at the 17-yard line.
The first and 10 for Salem at the general 15-yard line.
Oh, it is at the 15, okay. Thank you very much. All right, that'll do it, I think. Yeah, it does. So after one quarter of play here at Hamilton Wenham, with the Witches on the drive, it is Hamilton Wenham leading 7-0 over Salem. We'll be back.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Okay, one quarter's in the books. Hamilton Wenham leads 7-0. Hamilton Wenham has run three plays. This will be the 18th play overall for the Witches, as Rodriguez will try to sweep to the right. Nope, he is going to be... Well, he does a good job getting back to the line of scrimmage. Looked like he was going to be hauled down behind the line of scrimmage, but he managed to dive forward.
Yeah, the sweeps have gone nowhere for Salem so far this afternoon. Still early. They can still make something of it right now. Again, Hamilton Wenham. Great coverage up out of the secondary, helping to sail the far side.
About a one-yard loss.
Linebacker sealing the edge.
This is the 13th play of this series coming up. They ran six plays to the Witches in the first possession. So they've got 19 snaps to three for Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah. And that's the way Salem, that's the way that Salem can win this game.
Second down and 11. This time it's Gaskins who sweeps to the right. He does get positive yardage close to the 10.
Well, he has that rare ability to see the holes open and he just doesn't attack all out unless it's straight ahead plowing through the line. When he's taking the line, taking a handoff going left to right, he's looking for the gap, and then he's able to shift gears and then pivot up into that hole. So again, get the positive yardage.
Hamilton Wenham cheerleaders right in front of us. The Salem cheerleaders are off the far away. They got Salem cheerleaders have their winter clothes, their winter outfits on, and Hamilton Wenham is in their early fall outfits. Pass play. It is incomplete as Espinal was looking for Rodriguez at the 10. Can't get a hand on it.
Yeah, well, he got one hand on it, but not enough to control the ball.
The ball was at the 12 after the 4-yard gain.
Covered by
Gaskins. So it is.
We'll bring up a
fourth down
for the Witches.
And about 7 to go for the first down.
Looks like they're going to kick or attempt a field goal.
Well, let's see. It's at the 12. They'll probably put it down about the 7, about a 27-yarder if they do. Long decision, long huddle. It looks like they are going to go for a field goal. As it's Ruben Baez who will attempt it from about the... 19, it looks like. So it might be a 29-yarder. Baez gets it up there. It looks good.
Yes.
And it is.
Number
all right.
Ruben Baez's kick is up and good.
So give it.
And that cuts the Hamilton Wenham lead to 7-3.
29-yard field goal by Baez, I think, or thereabouts. But that was a 13-play drive that covered. Remember, they got it at their own 13-yard line, and they got it down to the 12. Taking me some time here, but that's 72 yards of offense with 9:57 left to go now. First half, it's 7-3. Hamilton Wenham leading this one. The Generals 58 yards on their first drive. And for Salem, they had 33 on the first drive, 72 on this one. They've got 105 total yards of offense. But the impressive thing is that the Witches have run 19 plays to 3 for Hamilton Wenham. The kickoff, returned by Coffey. Cuts it outside to the 20, to the 30, down the sidelines, out of bounds, in front of the Hamilton Wenham bench, just across the 40-yard line.
Eventually knocked out of bounds by the kicker, Baez, with the first down and 10 for the Generals.
Well, you heard all of that. Don't need me to repeat it. It's going to be, I believe, right at the 40. Yep, nose of the football right on the Hamilton Wenham 40-yard line. 9:49 left to go, first half. So this will be the fourth snap of the ball game.
Ed Fong would like to thank all the party participants
for the Generals
tonight for their outstanding costumes and outstanding time. Their annual appeal will be coming up in the next few weeks. Look for the Ed Fong envelope.
High formation set up behind the quarterback, Whalen. Gives it to Coffey, slips, stays on his feet, and he cuts it outside. Well, he tries to hurdle. That's what happens. He gets caught up in the air, goes ass over tea kettle, lands on his wrist, but he's okay after about a five-yard gain. Mercy.
He tried to leave Gaskins, and Gaskins sent him on a 180 flip. Whoa.
Coach.
Luckily, he landed safely.
This is Gaskins.
Coach Ingram always expresses how dangerous a play that is when you try to hurdle somebody.
But well, if he smiles too right. Far, it's easy. But Gaskin is not that small of a person at 5'11", 190, and he was bringing the load.
All right, first down for Hamilton Wenham. They are at their own 46-yard line, second down, rather. This time the handoff is to Peach, and he does not get back to the line of scrimmage. Loses a couple back to about the 43. Bill Newell is on the line. Bill?
Tackled by number 8,
Bill. Just a quick update. We have 5 minutes, 19 seconds to play in this game here. Watertown has just taken a 31-27 lead. Big Blue made a couple of big stops in the fourth quarter here. But Swampscott now has the ball at their own 20 with 5:19 to play. And again, they trail 4, 31-27. Rick?
All right, hang on, Bill. Sounds like a wild finish. 8:55 left to go in the first half in this one with the ball back at the 43, three-yard loss. This time, Whalen back in the shotgun. And it's going to be a play action. Left-handed quarterback has to roll to his left. Now he's running to his left. Shoots it short and intended for Peach. Bounced up in the air, intercepted by Salem. And it's returned to the Hamilton Wenham 43-yard line.
Ruben Baez, that ball was chipped, Rick. I thought it was actually initially intercepted by another Salem player, but obviously it popped up in the air. The Baez came flashing by and headed upfield with it.
Well, I think it was covered. Somebody hit Peach as Peach was going down to try to get it, and it bounced up in the air, and then it was picked off. What'd you say, by Baez?
Yes.
So it is a return right back to the Hamilton 1-43 by the Salem Witches on the intercept. So Salem, would you call this momentum, as again, six snaps from center now for Hamilton Wenham. And this is the 20th for the Salem Witches. They're moving from right to left, far hash mark. Quarterback is Espinal with Gaskins in the backfield to his left. It's a fake handoff kept by the quarterback. This has been a ground gainer for Salem. Gets it to the 40. About a 3-yard gain.
Just running tackle to tackle.
Still on the carry.
You know, wearing on that defensive line, just keeping them backing up.
It'll be second and 7.
Again, Coach Rashad's game plan, just maintain ball control, eat up clock.
7-3 is our score here as we're approaching the 8-minute mark of the second quarter. solid game, hard hitting in this one. Up front for Hamilton Wenham, Lippard, Crowley, Wiman, and Smith for the Generals on defense. Back to pass Espinal. Now he's going to run with it. Going to get to the 40, to the 35, down the near sideline, knocked out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. Hamilton Wenham player is hurt.
Number 8 is still on the keeper, tackled by number 4, Daniel Tobin.
Dan Tobin, after the tackle, staying on the
number
ground.
Number 38.
Yeah, did a good
Weber.
Job of grabbing onto Espinal and pulling him down.
Salem on the play.
Yeah, the pass broke down, and he did the smart thing. He saw some daylight to the left and just simply headed out into the prairie over here.
At the 26-yard line, 14-yard gain. So we do have an injury timeout. I think we better take a timeout here with the score 7-3. Salem trailing, but on the march once again. We'll be right back after a short break.
Walker Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester. Now part with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
And the young man for Hamilton Wenham is up. Little ginger on the...
That's Dan Tobin. He's a senior defensive back. Made the tackle, but it's a first down for Salem. And Tobin, as you mentioned, Coach, walking a little gingerly. Ball midway between the hash marks now, out there on the green. Espinal coming to the huddle from the far sideline after getting instructions from Coach Bouchard and his staff. His team has taken one timeout. 7:13 left to go, first half. Salem Witches with the ball for most of this first half. Espinal, handoff Gaskins, off of left tackle. He's hit straight up after a short gain.
Yeah, as he went to the line of scrimmage, he had a ball to the right of the center, but I don't think he was comfortable planting the foot and trying to move to it, so he just continued to plow behind the left guard.
Second and seven.
I guess he got it to the 23, so that makes it second and seven, as you heard. 6:36 left to go. Hamilton Wenham scored on its first possession. Three plays, maybe, as Coach Ingram says, sometimes it's too easy. And Salem coming back with a field goal, 29-yard field goal by Baez, and now they're on the march once again. They've driven the ball from the Hamilton Wenham 43 down to the 23. This will be the fourth play.
Espinosa called his own number.
Another run play breaks loose after he gets the hit at the line of scrimmage, and he scoots loose again and scores. There's a penalty marker down, but I think it's a face mask on Hamilton. Hamilton won him. What a run by Espinal.
Yeah, the far side judge indicated to the referee it was on Hamilton won him.
Right.
Let's see what he calls. Face mask, you're right.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
Wait a minute. How did you see that?
I don't know. It's weird because I can't see the numbers half the time.
Can't see the numbers, but you see a face mask.
I know.
On the other side of the field.
Yep. Well, it was on. It happened to Espinal. He was, you saw his neck jerk.
Baez out for the extra point.
All right, so Baez will attempt the point after with Salem now leading 9-7. Man, that was fast. That was four plays and 43 yards. Extra point is good.
Baez kick is good.
10-7.
Just over 6 minutes left in the first half.
With 6:05 left to go first half. And Espinal, Tim, what a run that was. He broke a number of tackles.
Yeah, there were three instances where we thought he was going to be stopped. Once when he got into the line and he broke free of that and he headed to the right sideline, to the numbers, it looked like he was going to get stopped again. And then along the sideline he got hit and we thought that was it. And he spun around and he walked into the end zone basically the last 10 yards all by himself. What was the length of that one, Rick? 26?
23.
23 yards.
Ian Coffey scored the Hamilton Wenham touchdown at 6:17 of the first, but now 10 straight points by Salem has put the Witches in that 10-7 lead. Baez, 29-yard field goal 9:57 left to go in the half, and now an Espinal touchdown from 23 yards out. And that's where we are, 3-point lead for the Salem Witches. So this is the D6 North playoffs. Last night, Marblehead with a 28-14 win over Wakefield. In D4 North, Gloucester losing last night. Danvers winning last night. Okay, here's an end-over-end kick that's going to go to Peach at about his own 5-yard line. Far hash mark, cuts it to the middle. Now tries to swing it outside. He's to the 20, and he stiff-arms a Salem player. It's Rodriguez. He actually gets his hand in his mask, but he's driven out of bounds with no penalty markers at about the 27. And now Hamilton Wenham goes to work for only, well, for the third time, but they've run a grand total of 6 plays in this first half.
So Salem is demonstrating what ball control is all about, and Paul Ingram would love to be here to see this, because that's what Paul's game was when he ran the wing tee at Gloucester. That's why they still run it. It's about ball control. It's 4 yards in a cloud of dust, and keep the ball moving, score your touchdown, go back up, and play some hard defense.
Peaches split wide to the right, right out wide to the left, 2 running backs in the backfield. And it is a given. It's a run play that's going to be stopped well short of any kind of gain. Phil Durgan barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. Oh, they give him a yard to the 28.
Number 6, Tyler Giles.
5.5 left to go. First half. 3-point lead now for the Salem Witches. Billy Whalen, the quarterback. Up front for Salem is Tyler Giles, who made the tackle. Joe Diaz, Melvin Bautista, and Jaco Pena. Good size front line, 265 and 260 in the middle for the Salem Witches. Whalen fires it quickly to Peach, complete at the 28, to the 30, and he dives forward close to the first down marker.
He tried to dive, and Jeff Rodriguez, again, went underneath and grabbed the legs and basically just pulled him back, which great stop there.
And that is good for Jedlow.
First down, Hamilton Wenham at the 39-yard line. Cooling down just a tad here, getting comfortable now. Is Coach, what are you doing over there? You look like you're at the controls of an IBM or something.
I got myself.
ICBM.
I'm punching in.
You got all these machines.
MSO updates on my. On
I know.
My pad and my phone. It's like.
All right, play action. Lookout. Coffee buried in the backfield.
Yeah, number 87. Jake O'Pena.
Number 87, Jake O'Pena.
Just stood him up and tossed him to the ground like a ragdoll.
That was not a good-looking draw, I must say. But it was Coffey was just right next to, he was standing right next to the quarterback when he handed it off and couldn't get any momentum going whatsoever. Approaching the 4-minute mark, Peach again split to this side. And Lanciani split far to the left. With somebody in the slot, can't get the number, but it's going to be thrown over to the left. It is complete to Lanciani. Breaks a tackle at the 45, across midfield, and into Hamilton Wenham Real Estate. It's a first down, Generals.
Yeah, that pass should have gone for the first down, and the Salem defender had him about 4 yards short of the first down, but didn't wrap him up and put him out of bounds.
15-yard catch is good for another Generals.
Well, his math doesn't add up to mine.
The student section. That was good for a general.
13-yard gain. First and 10. At the they give it to the four. So it's 14-yard gain. It's to the 48 of Salem. First and 10. Run play. Coffee from the tailback slot. Gets a first down run as he's belted several times. Breaks tackles. And he gets it down to about the 39-yard line.
Tackled by Tyler
Skeffington. Well, yeah, it is a first down.
Coffey's run was for 10 yards, and that's good for another general. Now we're catching on.
Oh, we got an aspiring DJ up here, huh? Okay.
He is stoking the fire and passion of the hometown.
There you go. Peach split wide to the right, ball in the far hash mark. Run play to the second back, Coffey. Boy, for a little guy, he's still moving the pile. Gets it to the 35-yard line. Well, I say little guy, relatively speaking. We got stats on him? I don't think we do. No.
Which one? Who do we have?
No, it's 5'10", but we don't have weights. Is that the 35? He gets three yards.
Coffee, 5'10", 170.
The second down is 6.
No, he's not so little.
Never mind. 35-yard line.
2:48. Clock moving. 10-7. Hamilton won them. Trailing. Salem. Second and 7 at the Salem 35. Same formation. No, now it's sort of an offset eye with Whalen under center. Fake handoff. And it's a scramble. Rolling to his left. Shoots it downfield. Man open. Peach, he's got it! And he goes in for a touchdown!
Again, another broken play. For Hamilton Wenham. Billy Whalen had a roll out to his left. Found nobody on the right-hand side, so he looked left, was rolling out. Beast did a smart thing like a receiver's supposed to do. He broke his pattern, and he headed downfield to the sideline. And Whalen saw him, lofted a beautiful pass in stride. A couple of yards shot of the end zone, turned around.
Billy Whalen to Cam Peach for a 35-yard touchdown.
You know, it's tough to stay with receivers when the play breaks down and the quarterback starts to run to the sideline. You have that tendency to want to come up in support, and that's what happened there. And again, Peach all alone.
Extra point is good. 7 plays, 73 yards for the Generals, and they have regained the lead at 14-10. We go back and forth in this one. I guess that's what you want in a high school playoff game. 2:23 left to go, first half. 73 more yards now for Hamilton Wenham, and they have 131 yards of offense. Hamilton Wenham, 131. Salem, I don't know if I totaled their last one. I did not, so let me add that to their total. Let's see here. I've got to add another 43. So Salem has 148 yards of offense. Hamilton Wenham, 131 yards of offense. As the first half still has 2:23 left to go.
Baez back deep for Salem.
Which is deployed off to the right with Ruben Baez back in the middle. Lanciani will kick off from that soft spot out at the 40-yard line. Grass really worn down there, and you can tell that it's pretty soft there. Lanciani says, here we go. Right-footed kick, line drive. Going to bounce at the 20. Picked up by Rodriguez in the middle of the field to the 30. He gets a block, and he stopped at about the 33 or 34-yard line.
Number one,
nice return by Jeff Rodriguez, 5'10", 160. He's a senior for the Salem Witches.
Good starting position, good return. Henry Shipley just went right up the middle.
Stop, along with number 22.
They say it's at the 33. So
first
Salem starts
Salem.
At their own 33, and they have scored on their last two possessions. 29-yard field goal, and then the 23-yard touchdown run by Espinal. So, Giles is split to the left, but it's a run play. Doesn't go anywhere. Who got it? It was Gaskins with the carry.
Nothing happening there.
Gets
led
a
by
yard.
A host of Generals, including Captain Philip Durgan on the tackle. He is second down and 8.
Well, apparently he got 2 yards, but second and 8 for the Salem Witches with a man in motion. It's going to be a halfback option pass, and Rodriguez is going to keep it after looking to pass, and he goes outside, gets close to the first down.
Number 1, Jeffrey Swanskid Rodriguez
still trailing
on the end around.
Watertown. 31-27, 2 minutes to go, but they have the ball.
Number 22, Philip Durgan.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly North Reading and Plastown, New Hampshire.
Third down and 2 from the
south. It's at the 40, so it's a 6-yard gain, and that makes it second and short now. Second and about, check it, third and about 2.
Third and 2, third and short.
We're inside the 2-minute mark. I didn't see that given, but the clock got stopped because of the out-of-bounds play.
That includes the student section. You're not in class. Make some noise.
Giles off to the right. Keeper by Espinal gets the first down. Squirts like toothpaste coming out of a tube. Low to the ground and gets the first down. Out to the 45.
I think he started to lose his footing, but he maintained enough balance to drive himself through the line.
10 for Salem.
again, up into that region between
the
forty yard lines, and it's going to be soft. But again, Salem continues to exploit the middle of the Hamilton-Wenham defense to positive yardage.
Very hard for me to hear you when that PA is on, I'll tell you.
Sorry, you're just ignoring me. Okay.
First and ten.
I can take a loud hint.
or a quiet one.
Your silence was deafening.
There you go. Pass play, Espinal over the middle, and it's caught and dropped at the 35-yard line. Oh, my, what a hit. A helmet-to-helmet hit. It was not intentional, but it was Jaco Pena who couldn't come up with it. Peach with the stop, with the breakup.
Yeah, when Pickle ran into the defense, I think he hit him in the pads.
Okay.
In his thigh pads.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was that big thump. And that's when the ball came out, because he did have possession of it.
That's good. Good clean hit by Peach. And, man, he is
he's
a sledgehammer back there. This time we got Twins to the left with Rodriguez in the slot. Pass play. Rolling to his left is the quarterback. Nobody home.
Ball
just dies all by itself. Nobody near it at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, he overthrew Gaskins on that particular play. Well, Swanson is driving right there at the 33-yard line at about a minute and 20 seconds left in the game.
Is that Bill tweeting? Is that Bill's tweet?
No, I'm Matty Williams of the Salem News.
Details for these games will be announced on the Hamilton Wenham Athletic Twitter site, as well as on the athletic portion of the Hamilton Wenham High School website.
Clock is up with 1:24 left to go in the half. Third and 10, Salem. Once again, Giles will split way to the left. In the slot is Rodriguez. Another receiver off to the left. I think it's Gaskins. And another pass play. Comes out to the flat. Caught by Rodriguez. And he gets out of bounds close to the 50. Short of the first down.
Yeah, he got half the yardage they needed.
Thomas Beauregard's pass is complete to Jeffrey Rodriguez.
Oh, it was Beauregard. I'm sorry, not Espinal.
Knocked out of bounds 5 yards short of the first down marker by Ian Coffey.
5 yard gain, fourth and five.
Five for the Witches.
This may be the first punt of the game, but let's wait to see if that really happens. You seen any trick plays here? I haven't seen any yet.
Yeah, we saw one last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen any.
Yeah, Damas went for the fake field goal. Coakley was the holder. And as soon as he got it, up he went, and he sprinted to the right side of the field, to the corner of the end zone. Took everybody by surprise.
I haven't seen any fake plays anywhere. All right, this is a punt. That it's going
to
be a really weird bounce, and Peach is going to let it go, and it'll roll inside the 22. Looks like the 15-yard line.
Yeah, there was that rugby kick again, and it was spinning sideways. Peach did the smart thing. He just backed away from it as it took one bounce to him, but it was still spinning sideways.
Good for a net 30-yard punt.
Ooh, so a minute and 8 seconds left to go in the first half. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, and, of course, the voice of the North Shore, Bill Newell, covering all kinds of sports for us, reporting from Swampscott this afternoon, and probably heading to Manning Field very soon. Ball is at the Hamilton 1-15. With 1:08 left to go. First down. Complete to Peach at the 20. He slips and falls right there.
Yeah, he had
it.
He put a great move on the clock. In sidestepping him, he totally lost his footing and fell flat down. Ooh. What a town stop, Swamp Kid.
I'd be okay except for the cowbell. Wow. Gee.
And you know who's manning the cowbell?
Yeah, of course. That's really hard to play, too, right?
The band leader. Hey, he's got time. He's got timing down.
Second down and six for Hamilton Wenham. They're at their own 19-yard line, leading 14-10. 57 seconds left to go, almost 58 seconds. I don't like the tenths of a second thing. I tend to skip that, but I guess I shouldn't. Yeah. All right, left-handed pass, way up in the air, looking down the sideline for Lanciani. He actually pushed Salem defender, and it was way overthrown.
He almost did him a favor. He almost pushed him to the ball.
Gaskins was back there. He's closest to it.
Now, the back judge is looking at the only two in the area. He's looking right at them. He sees the push.
Should be a penalty. Definitely
no
should
flag.
Be a penalty. Yep. Yep.
And no flag. The pass was
he shoved
him.
Boom.
It was over Gaskins' head.
Two hands.
But that's still interference.
Yes. Well, that's what you and I would say. But we don't get a say.
Oh, come on.
52 seconds left to go. First half. It is now third down and six.
The question is being debated here. and from the legal side, we had a flag.
Trips out to the left. Pass play. Peach overthrown at the 27-yard line. Well, I'll tell you what, that's 49 seconds left for Salem to do something. And a couple of weeks ago, I saw Marblehead go, I think it was 53 yards in 19 seconds at the end of the half.
Let's see, who's back for Salem? Number 21.
Baez? Oh, is it 21 or 24?
It's Diaz. 21.
Okay. Big giant jetliner. Big airliner descending.
That was 20, it's 24. You were correct.
Thank you very much. Shank kick coming here up toward the booth. Wow, it's going to be out of bounds. Way inside Hamilton Real Estate. It's going to be out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. Oh, man, what an opportunity now for Salem with 43 seconds left in the half.
I was going to say with 43 seconds on the clock. With Vin Gaskins in the backfield, you can go a long way in a hurry, as you were mentioning teams that have done that in the past few weeks. But, boy, when you shorten the field that dramatically with a
12-yard punt.
12-yard punt. When you really needed to produce a good one.
12-yard punt, and Salem has it now.
But you know, the pros do that.
At the 20. Oh, well, it's football, man. Of course. First and 10. Salem. Gaskins in the shotgun. Or is that? No, that's number 8. Sorry about that. It's Espinal. He wants to throw. He scrambles to his left. Sets. Goes back to his right. And he's going to be.
That's going to be.
It should be intentional grounding.
No, he had.
Number 8.
He had Gaskins.
Espinal's pass.
But.
Didn't go toward the line of scrimmage.
But. That technically was a lateral.
Right. That could have been covered and should have been. That was not a forward pass. And
no.
That's a fumble. That's a fumble. Well they missed that one.
And that's what Jim's arguing.
They missed that one. Yep. So did Hamilton Wenham. He should have pounced on it. I don't know if they did or not. Because I was watching the quarterback. Now, there's a flag. Is that a flag down there where the ball is?
No.
Was sacked on the play by number 78, Morgan Lippard.
All right, they're gonna call it a sack, so the play's dead.
So they're going to call it in the grass.
His forward progress was stopped. Yeah, that's the right call. That makes sense. Woo! Lippard with the tackle. Ball is back at the 30, 3-yard loss. All right, so 14-10.
Final score from Swampscott. Watertown has defeated Swampscott.
What's the score?
Halloween is 31-27.
What is it?
31-27.
Wow.
Young kids, ask your parents for money and get some candy.
That was a big defensive play, Coach, with 28.6 left in the half. Big defensive play by Hamilton Wenham. Espinal.
And
this is a 5-yard penalty on
Salem. That will not come back 5 yards.
Yeah, Pena left about half an hour too soon.
It'll be second down and 17 now for the Wizards.
He was about 7 yards down the field when the ball was snapped.
You know, Coach, it just shows you how difficult it is, you know, because you got great field position at the 27, but you're in this time constraint, so there's a little extra pressure to execute.
We want to welcome all the youngsters who are coming from their flag football teams today. Let's give those kids a big round of applause as they competed in their playoffs themselves.
Second down, 17 for Salem at the 35 of Hamilton Wenham. Pitch to the right side to Gaskins. He catches it cleanly, and it was a lateral. Does not get back to the original line, but gets it back to about the 30.
Pass is complete.
It's not a pass. That's a run play. Just a pitch. It was an overhand pitch, but still a pitch.
Tackle on the play by captain number 22, Philip Durgan.
Durgan makes the tackle and
gain of 3 yards will be third down and 15 to go.
I put it at the 32, so it's a shorter gain than I even first realized. 18.9 seconds left with the timeout.
Jim Coffey sent the same, just straightest update on his game.
Jim Coffey.
Coffey. Out of Falmouth, Maine, former.
And why are we monitoring Falmouth, Maine, pray tell?
I do.
Okay,
I
and again,
know,
why?
Falmouth crawling back, 21-61. What sport are they playing up there?
No, it must be 16. That can't be right.
I want to send them a question.
Maybe his fingers have dyslexia.
There we go. There's a correction. 21-20. Attaboy, Jim.
Can you go steal that cowbell? My
sure,
goodness.
Sure, make me the criminal.
Yeah. I never heard a cowbell with Led Zeppelin, but there you go.
Third down 15 now for Sills.
Oh, it's volleyball.
Okay, so we're monitoring Falmouth, Maine volleyball as the Salem quarterback is going to be sacked back at the 40-yard line.
And that should run the clock out.
Hunter Wilichowski on the sack.
Well-timed, Coach.
Hunter Wilichowski with the sack. And where does it... comes back to the...
2 seconds left, almost three.
To the 45. Wow. Is it the 45 or the 40?
That was the time to bring the heat.
30... I can't tell. 30, 40. It's at the 40. So it's another 8-yard loss. And they Salem calls its last timeout with 2.8 seconds left to go. So what do you think they're going to call? Somehow involve Gaskins in this one?
Well, Davis has the prevent defense, the umbrella out there.
Shadows enveloping the far stands. Pretty cool over there. We're in bright sunlight here as the sun is shining directly into us. And a breeze again coming out of the south. But it's just a breeze. 14-10. Salem leading. I made it through Salem. 4 consecutive weekends for football in October to get to Marblehead during haunted happenings. All right, here we go. Fourth down and 22 for the first down. And it is Espinal in the shotgun. He drops back to pass. He's going to fire it up for grabs, and who comes up with it? Hamilton Wenham, interception. And it is Billy Whalen with the INT, and that will end the half.
And that's number 10, quarterback, slash cornerback now, Billy Whalen with the interception to end the half. And at halftime, it's the Home Devils, 14, and the visiting Lichtens, 10.
You heard it. We'll be back.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our 3 locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
All right, we are at the half with the score. Hamilton Wenham 14 and Salem 10. We're going to check in now with Bill Newell.
All right, Rick, thank you. It's all over here in Swampscott as Watertown has defeated the Big Blue 31-27. Watertown advances on to play in this in the tournament. They'll be at Somerville on Friday night. Of course, Swampscott will wait. They go into the loser's bracket and find out maybe tomorrow who they play this coming weekend. But what a game. It was a little back and forth, a lot of lead changes, and you know, a couple of big plays. This Watertown team's actually a very good football team. They have some really talented players. Swampscott let it all hang out. They came back. They had a shot right at the very end with the ball about on the 30-yard line. Colin Frary threw it down near the goal line off, and it was just really an inch from being a completion and a touchdown, and a winning touchdown it would have been at that. But anyways, it's a tight game, and Swampscott's eliminated from the tournament.
Sounds like a very entertaining game, Bill.
Yeah, no, it was. It was, you know, like a lot of swings. I got to tell you, Dominic Cottespotty, one of the big linebackers for Swampscott High School, went out midway through the third quarter. That turned out to be kind of a, you know, he's a huge player for this team defensively. When he actually went out on a play where he hit at the Watertown running back for a 3-yard loss, and that's when he got injured in the third quarter, and he did not come back into the game. I'm not quite sure whether the injury is a knee or what it might be. But anyways, he went out for the remainder of the game. Actually, Swampscott made several big defensive stops in that third quarter to get the fourth quarter to get the football back, but they just couldn't make that last stop when Watertown threw a long touchdown pass for what turned out to be the game-winning touchdown. They're a very tough team. They stopped them several times, but in the end, they came back and got that winning TD. So right now, actually, it's a kind of, you know, they're doing things. They're actually honoring the seniors afterwards. The team went into the clubhouse. They probably chatted for a few minutes. They came back out, and now they're honoring the seniors here on kind of senior day here in Swampscott.
All right, Bill, thank you very much, and I know we'll read about this up on the website soon, and you have more plans for this afternoon?
Yeah, we're headed over to the Len English game. We'll keep folks posted on that. I just put away my scoring, but as you can imagine, we hadn't gone over it, all of it, but Colin Frary really had an outstanding game here today, and so did Isaiah Baskin. Actually, you talk about a kid that really stepped up. Isaiah Baskin, who's a running back for this team, but he came out of the backfield and caught a lot of passes here today in the second half for Swampscott. So I've always liked him. He's just a solid player, and he just had a really big afternoon, unfortunately for them, in a losing effort.
Okay, Bill, I appreciate it. Thanks for the great job, and we'll talk to you later on.
And what's your score again there, Rick?
Right now it's halftime, and it's been a back-and-forth game, and Hamilton Wenham is leading this one 14-10.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Very good. Talk to you later. Yep. That is Bill Newell over in Swampscott. Tough loss for the Big Blue on that one. We'll take a break, come back, and give you the scoring on this one, but it is halftime here at Hamilton Wenham with the band just hooked on Led Zeppelin. We'll be back.
Stronger, faster, tougher.
When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
Here to Hamilton Wenham High School. Hamilton Wenham leads Salem 14-10 with the third quarter to start in a few minutes. The teams are not back on the field yet. So joining me at this time is game official Phil Brody. Phil, welcome back.
Thank you. Great day.
Very great day. Great game. Hamilton Wenham struck very quickly.
Yes.
As we know that they can, and I'm sure Salem was well aware. Salem went to the ground game and went to working between the tackles very, very effectively to start moving the ball and chewed up a large piece of time. At one point, they had 20 snaps, and Hamilton Wenham had three.
Exactly. I found that Salem is gritty and physical. So I don't know if their game plan is to try to wear down Hamilton Wenham in the second half. It's a treat to watch the Hamilton Wenham quarterback and the assembly of receivers that he has to go to. Very impressed with, I believe it's Peach, number 44.
Yeah.
You know, he starts out on the press box side, and then we find him on the visitor side in the end zone. You know, he runs good routes. Hamilton Wenham has, their offensive blocking has been very good. I think to a degree they have stopped Coffey. Their running game. So, you know, I look for Hamilton Wenham to go back to the year. And for Salem as well. Although, Salem, I don't think, is as deep a long threat passing wise.
No, they're both smaller. For for him to win. Whalum is 6 foot, and he's got an arm. And that last touchdown to Keon Peach was a busted, basically almost a busted play. He got chased out of the pocket. He was scrambling to the far sideline, and you got to give Peach credit because he recognized it, and he was a receiver on the right side. He went across the field on a diagonal, as I described it. And again, he's showing himself big out there by waving the arm.
Right.
And you have to give Whalen credit. Head up, looking downfield, saw the wave, and got it to him in stride. About the 3 yard line, he turns around and he tiptoes into the end zone. So this great situational awareness, a great connection between those two. Obviously, you know, play breaks down, get to an open spot, I'll find you.
Exactly. You know, he's a heads up ball player, and you know, he can turn something into nothing. You know, and you know, I think as far as you know, the physical part of the game. I think everybody's, you know, sort of, we say staying within the tackles, you know, no unsportsmanlike or unnecessary fouls, penalties, you know, just your basic procedures that we've had on that. So a nice clean game, hard-hitting game, you know, it's still anybody's ball game.
Yeah, it really is. Salem has shown Hamilton-Wenham that they can move the ball on, you know, and they can kick a field goal.
Right.
You know, so Hamilton-Wenham has to have that in the back of their mind. They need to stay more than 3 points ahead throughout the second half if they want to take that field goal capability out of the equation. Salem, again, going to the outside, Hamilton-Wenham, too fast.
Right.
They've shut down all the sweeps to the sidelines almost every single time. But again, Salem using their size advantage on the inside are creating some gaps. And giving Gaskins that room to find the gap and get up inside. And when he gets the motor going, it takes a bunch of people to stop him.
Is that number 8?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he very impressed with him. So.
Now, you just mentioned something before we started that one team of officials that just finished a game is now moving to a second game. Is that unusual?
Because this is an unusual weekend. With the playoffs and non-playoffs, our commissioner had to have last night 11 crews. So, and a number of our officials do college. So they're only available on Friday night. So it's usually a mad scramble. And I found myself, for example, during the week, I was supposed to be in the Lynn Classical game. Mm-hmm. I got moved to North Reading. Then I got moved to, I believe it was
Newburyport,
and then on Friday back to Classical. So, you know, until I get in my car at 4 o'clock,
and also
where do I go?
No,
your favorite general.
I think, as you pointed out last night, that there were officials in training doing the yard markers.
Yes,
is that something
number
new
two,
of recent?
Number three,
more so in the playoffs. We have that same situation today. We have new officials, first-year officials, that are the chain crew. Generally what happens is the MIAA, no, I don't want to say dictates, but their edict is that in playoff games that the chain crews be comprised of officials.
So it makes it more of a neutral. Nobody's going to
move
it down that extra inch that you need.
Right,
or move
it
back an inch so it's a little bit longer.
Right. And, you know, we don't need any hometowners.
Yeah. Okay.
In that sense. But, yeah, you know, this, you know, once again, so this week and next week is when the home team, the commissioner of the home team, assigns the officials. And the third week, the MIA from then on takes over. And, you know, my assignment would come, I have to be nominated by my commissioner, and the MIA has to accept me.
Okay. Last night's game, Classical Danvers. Danvers showed how good they were last night.
Yes, Danvers was very gritty last night. I think they came out and they showed the toughness that they've developed throughout the season. And really, you know, we sort of looked at it and said, boy, they really smacked them in the mouth last night. You know,
yeah.
And they came out, and I think they threw Classical out of their game to some extent.
Okay, teams are coming back onto the field. We'll be starting momentarily. And so we're getting the signal that we have to keep quiet so our sponsors can do the talking. Well, Phil, thanks very much as always, my friend.
My pleasure.
Okay. That's Phil Broning, one of the MIAA Northeast Conference officials who is on the clock today. And we'll be at a field somewhere in your area soon.
Meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Okay, we are back at the half. Is over as we're ready to start the
news. They are broadcasting the game live over the internet.
Starts third quarter, ready to go here.
The game in its entirety,
14-10.
Visit moresports.com at ms1sports.com.
Okay, with a kickoff, it's a short kick that comes to the 40-yard line of Hamilton Wenham, and the Generals will take over, leading 14-10. We'll recap the scoring here as we go along to start this second half. Generals beginning great field position again at their own 40.
Kickoff covered by number 48, Quinlan Kelly. Generals will start the ball at their own 40-yard line.
So, leading in this one, 14-10, an Ian Coffey 3-yard touchdown, and Steve Peach 35-yard touchdown reception. The score is for the Generals. Here's a handoff to Coffey. Breaks it through. Quick 10 yards right up the middle to the 50-yard line.
Just a hard hitter straight up the middle.
And Coffey is straight up the middle.
Did it again. It's just across the 50 with the nose, the rear end of the football, I should say, at the 50.
And that opening run by Coffey is good enough for a general. On
the Salem side of the field. At the 49. So first and 10 now for Hamilton Wenham in the I formation with Coffey, the tailback. He gets the handoff. He's going to go to the left side, cuts it back to the right, does a spin move, and he gets about 5 or 6 yards before he's finally wrapped up.
Yeah, nice spin move. About 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, picked up an extra 3 to 4 yards because of it.
That's Coffey. Right at the 45. Again for a gain of 6 yards, tackled by
about 5 yards. Listen, you got Falmouth, Maine High School, volleyball? I'm wondering if you could get Drexel University badminton, because they're Division I, and they're all. You can see if that scores on their
place. I can try.
I know you will. Second and 5 for Hamilton Wenham.
Jeez, why'd you pick Drexel, Rick?
I wonder. All right, quick pass, complete out to the left to Lanciani. He catches it at the 40, at the 30, inside the 20-yard line. Knocked out of bounds at the 19.
Yeah, just a nice comeback pass. Drove his defender back about 4 yards off of him, just simply stopped, turned around, received the pass, and then sidestepped him along the sidelines.
It's right at the 20.
I want to hear people yell second down sometimes.
What's that?
I want to hear the people yell second down just to mess people up.
Ball is just short of the 20. It's a 25-yard gain from the 45 to the 20. And now it's first and 10 as Hamilton Wenham has come out roaring here to start this second half. Peach split out to the right side, Lanciani to the left. Hand off to the up back, slicing through, getting 4 or 5 yards is
Phil Durgan. Haven't called his name today.
Second time.
Second?
Yep. Durgan, one of the captains on this Hamilton Wenham team.
2 yards on the play.
Well, I guess they only give him a couple.
Second down and 8.
So the original line of scrimmage apparently was the 22, okay? So it's now it's at the 22-yard gain for Durgan. I don't know why it's so quiet here all of a sudden, but it is. 8:46 left to go in the third quarter. The Salem scores a 29-yard field goal by Baez, and Espinal, 23-yard touchdown run. That's where we are, 14-10. Total yards about even in that first half, 152 for Salem, 148 Hamilton Wenham. Well, there's a bad pass that bounces into the hands of Peach, so stop that play before it causes any harm.
Nice scoop. Looks like a very accomplished shot. I was going to say shot scoop.
Yeah, one-handed scoop, yep. Not bad. Great World Series, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, go Houston.
Great World Series. So it's second, check it, third and eight for...
Of course, you still can't take
Hamilton
the stupid things that people do out of games today, it seems, or anywhere.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. All right, on the far hash mark, third down. Big third down for both schools at this point, early in the third. Whalen back in the pistol with a running back with him. It is complete to Lanciani. Far sideline. He got the first down, I think. Let's not be too hasty now. Yep, he got it.
Same pass as he caught earlier. Again, just goes down about 4 or 5 yards down on the far sideline. Stops, turns around. The ball is already on its way to the spot. And then just a quick pivot. The coverage man is 3-4 yards off him by the time he catches the ball. And he just goes up the field.
I don't know where it is.
First and goal for the Generals at the Salem 10-yard line.
At the 10. Thank you very much. So first and goal. They can't get the first down. They just drop the sticks. So first and goal, 8 minutes left to go, third quarter. I formation. Whalen turns around, hands it off to Coffey, puts his left hand out. And it didn't stop the oncoming tide. He got stopped, maybe 1 yard gain.
Yeah,
possibly.
He was trying to ride the backside of one of his offensive linemen, and he wasn't going anywhere, so neither was he.
1 yard gain, tackled by number 77.
Yeah, they give it to the 9, so it is 1 yard. Clock moving, 7.5 minutes left to go, third quarter. 14-10. Hamilton Wenham leading Salem. Sun moving over to the right now, heading toward the west, going
to
sink in the south, mostly though. So I guess the wind is sort of out of the east.
The west, not the south.
Well, not this time of year. Southwest. Pass play, complete to the right side, and clobbered there, but out of bounds is Durgan. Got about 5, I think. Let's see where they put it.
What Whalen does very nice, and obviously it takes a lot of work, is the timing. The ball's already on its way as the receiver is turning around to look for it. So there's a lot of spot passes.
I think it's at the 5, maybe? It is at the 5. Again, no yard markers here.
Well, they're there. They're just so faint.
No, there are no yard markers, individual yard markers.
Individual.
Every 10 yards.
Yeah.
And they are faint. You can barely see them. And they're really washed out on the far sideline with the sun. Third and 5. Split backfield now. Pro set. Look at this. Twin trips to the left. Play action. Rolling to his left.
Looking for
Peach. Quarterback Whalen throws it toward the end zone. Up high and incomplete.
Peach went up for it. It was too high, but Peach had a valiant effort. Again, waving that arm, looking for the ball. He had a step behind the defender over there in the far corner. And just high, but... Again, using that basketball ability, up he went. Almost came down with it, off the fingertips.
Coach Pugh walks out about 20 yards onto the field inside the 35-yard line to talk to his quarterback, gives him instructions. Whalen hustles back to the huddle. Fourth and goal from the 5-yard line for Hamilton Wenham. Shotgun for Whalen. Twins right, twins left. What's the play? It's a pass play. Shoots it up high again. Incomplete.
Coverage was there, but again, if he had it down lower, it's in Lanciani's gut.
At the wrong 5-yard line.
Salem doing a good job that time, staying tall on the along the defensive line, getting some hands up, forcing him to throw
it
high.
And that certainly has got to give confidence to the D for the Witches, because Hamilton won a march downfield. That was 10 plays. And total of 52 yards, and it was shut down at the 5-yard line. So this was the first time Salem has touched the ball here in the second half. Starting from their own 5. Now, they got to be obviously pretty careful up here. 6:56 left to go in the third. Run play off to the left, out to the 10. Is that Gaskins?
Yep. Yeah, you give it to the guy you rely on, who's in it for you all year long to get you out of sticky situations.
And there is a Salem player down, I think?
Hamilton Wenham.
Okay. Injury on the field right at the 10-yard line. That was a 5-yard gain for Gaskins. So another injury timeout. I think we probably should pause as well. as this game is coming to you from Hamilton Wenham with the score, the Generals of Hamilton Wenham 14 and the Witches of Salem 10. If I can find the cursor here, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
NewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers. Features on teams and players, exclusive video interviews following the big games, live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com.
We're back now as Morgan Liphart is helped off the field to the Hamilton Wenham sideline. Second down and five for Salem. And this is a keeper by Espinal. It's been a successful play all night long, and it works again for the first down out to about the 15 off of left tackle.
Saugus, 21-14 over Pawtucket.
Number 8 is Spinnell on the carry for a first down.
Looks like the ball is right at the 15, so it is
first and 10 for Salem at their own 15.
5-yard gain for Espinal. That's all he needed. Got the first down.
And that's the Saugus game is at the half. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber.
6:22 left to go. Third quarter. 14-10. Hamilton Wenham leading at this point. Back in the pistol. Hand off to Gaskins. Cuts to the left. Cuts it back to the right in the middle. Stutter step. Dances. Goes down to 20. Another 5 yards.
Number 2, Gaskins on the carry.
So they're getting 5 yards at a clip here. 6 minutes left to go.
Brought down by Shipley.
In the third.
And Lanciani.
And again, just keeping Hamilton Wenham offense off the field. Grind it out. Use the skill players that you have.
Big old jetliners sailing. We must be in the landing pattern today with the wind.
Oh, that's the great thing about being at Manningfield.
Yeah.
You're in the landing pattern. Man, they are just coming over all night long.
It's look right in the gear wells. Gaskins, once again, busted up the middle after going off left tackle. Carries about 9 players with him for the first down across the 30.
This is where you got to give credit to the offensive line, Rick, because they're just firing out and creating those gaps, and Gaskins has a quickness to hit those holes really quick and get into the second level.
I think you got about 10 on that one.
In on the tackle.
Put it at the 31, he got 11.
Keep moving the chains down the field. Keep the clock running.
And again, Liphart being attended to here on the near sideline where the Hamilton Wenham bench is. First and 10, Salem on the near hash mark. Split backfield, double handoff. Rodriguez gets it right side and gets positive yardage across the 35 to the 37.
Yeah, he was looking to go outside. He saw the opening again right behind the right guard, slid up into that hole, and that's where Salem continues to make money. It's running between the tackles.
This will wear you down, too, Coach.
You're moving backwards, and you know that tires your legs faster than going forward.
Now, remember, Hamilton Wenham defense ended the first half by dropping Salem back on consecutive losses. But here we go. Salem is putting it back together at this point. Gaskins the handoff, following blockers around the right end.
Again, he'll be
short of first down.
Well, he could be. It's going to be close. Once again, he's probably just a half a yard short.
Mm-hmm. It's at the 35.
Now, where does Salem start this drive?
He's third down and short for Salem.
Six?
What's that?
Salem start this drive at six?
At the five.
That's close. And on this big play,
well, is that the 40?
Noise from the crowd. Well, let's hear it for the Generals.
And now it's third and one for Salem. But they've been picking up 5 yards at a clip on this particular drive, all on the ground. Big front line for the Salem Witches anchoring this offense. Keeper by Espinal gets the first down and about two or three more. Oh, more than that. Now they finally whistle the play dead all the way out to the 47. I thought he was stopped at the 45. He keeps moving, and maybe he's even at the 48. That was Espinal carrying the ball.
Correction, number 8, Espinal on the carry for the first down for Salem.
All right, set the 47.
Timeout, Generals.
7 yard gain, and Hamilton Wenham takes its first timeout of the second half. So, 3:38 left to go, and each team with one possession so far in the third. Again, we recap the scoring for you, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly North, Reading, and Plastown, New Hampshire.
This
it was Ian Coffey from 3 yard out.
Students participating in the National History
with 6:17 left to go, first quarter, 7-0, Hamilton won. That was answered by Salem, 29-yard field goal. 29-yard field goal with 9:57 left to go in the first half. First play from in the second quarter. Finished off a 13-play, 72-yard touchdown drive. Or check it, scoring drive, as that was 7-3 at that point. Then Espinal, with 6:05 left to go in the first half, gave Salem a 10-7 lead from 23 yards out, followed by a Cam Peach touchdown, 35 yards pass from Billy Whalen, 7 plays, 73 yards, making it 14-10 with 2:33 left to go in the half. And that's the way the scoring ended in the half. 148 yards of total offense for Hamilton Wenham in that first half. 152 yards of total offense for the Salem Witches. Right now it's first and 10 for Salem. They continue the drive.
Let's go, Generals.
This will be the 8th play of this drive for Salem after Hamilton Wenham had a fruitless 11-play drive. Sweep to the left, cutting the corner. Gaskins to the 50 and driven out of bounds, close to the first down.
Lanciani
makes the tackle.
That timeout that Hamilton Wenham took, Rick, was as much to give his defense a breather as it was to talk strategy for Coach Jim Pugh.
Ball is
comes right out and grabs another 6 yards as he manages to get around the corner for one of the few times today.
Second.
What's that showing is the legs are getting a little heavier along the Hamilton one in front.
Second and 3 for Salem on the near hash mark. They're moving from right to left. White jerseys, red pants, red helmets. Keeper by Espinal. And again, he loses the ball. It's still loose. Hamilton Wenham recovers at their own 44.
One of the Hamilton Wenham players was so happy. He went to slap high fives with another player and knocked the player to the ground. Yeah, Espinal was just lunging for an extra yard to make sure he had the first down, and the ball came loose. And Hamilton Wenham was able to pounce on it.
Second turnover of the game as Hamilton Wenham gave it up on a pass interception earlier in the first half. So the Generals start from their own 44-yard line, leading by 4.
First and 10, Generals at your own 43-yard line.
Billy Whalen is the quarterback, I formation. Tailback, Coffey slips. And still fights for a yard to the 45.
Ian Coffey up the middle for 2 yards.
One-yard gain. So what did you say? Something about World Series behavior?
Pardon?
You said something about World Series behavior?
Yeah. I'll tell you during the next break.
Okay, you said that before, but whatever.
Yeah, well.
You don't want to tell me? Just say you don't want to tell me.
Oh, no.
I don't mind.
No, it's...
Can't hurt my feelings. Much.
You have to have feelings
again
to hurt them.
Second down, 9 for the Generals. They're resetting their offense, putting Coffey in the slot. Peaches wide to the right, Lanciani wide to the left. One running back in the backfield. It's Durgan. And it's a short pass to Durgan on the screen. Complete. First down. 50, 40, 35, 30. and close to the 25-yard line. And Espinal is still on his knees. Now he gets up on the far sideline.
Well set up screen pass. In fact, he had no blockers out there. That's what really sold it.
33 yards.
And Whalen simply backed up. The three linemen for Salem came charging in. Durkin just slipped out into the left flat, took the pass. He was all alone over there. There was no blocking for him whatsoever. And he just busted down the far sideline for big, big gain.
I don't understand the math in this place, but anyway, that's complete down to the Salem 28. So, let's see, 22 and 5, I get that as 27. 27-yard gain, first down, another timeout taken. As as I thought that was Bill Newell calling, but I guess it wasn't. All right, so Hamilton Wenham now on the march as they are leading this one by
four.
General
football. This week's junior varsity game will be played on Monday at 3:45 at home on the backfields against Triton. Come see the future of Hamilton Wenham Generals football, 3:45 on the backfield.
What's a backfield? I thought that was what we were watching here. Is there another field here?
Must be a practice
there is.
Field.
Yep, there is. 2:11 left to go, third quarter. Generals on the march at the Salem 28. Coffee, tailback, moving forward. Breaks a tackle, skips it outside, and he's going to be close to the first down. Wow.
And Coffee is out
inside the 20,
the
I think.
Running backs for both of these teams today have not given up on the first hit. They keep extending the play by keeping the legs churning and moving forward.
The officials have signaled. That's a Generals.
That play looked like I didn't have anything.
No.
And somehow Coffee stayed upright. He stands straight up. And you could just see his helmet bobbing and weaving, and then he got the first down. They're way far away of us on the far sideline, down toward that far end zone off to our right. 1:45 left to go, first and 10. Hamilton won. I'm at the Salem 17. It's going to be a pass play. If he can get it off, Whalen throws it left side. Lanciani catches it. I don't know if he's inbounds.
Let's see.
Inside the 10.
Calling it a catch.
He got it.
He was jumping Jake Lanciani.
Now the question is it at the 5?
That passing catch is good for the Generals.
It's at the 3.
First and goal for the Generals at the Salem 3.
So it's first and goal as Hamilton Wenham started at their own 44. And now, 4 plays later, they're within striking distance at the 3. And that's a big turn of events because Salem was marching right downfield when they fumbled. That's a huge turn.
Yeah, it wasn't for just laziness. It was
extra effort.
It was the extra effort trying to get that extra yard.
Coffee from the eye, slammed at the line of scrimmage. Nothing.
Yeah, number 4 for Salem came crashing in there.
And Coffee up the left
Kristen
side.
Kristen Garambi. Came in
and
just
number 4, Chris Nagrambi. Nagrambi with the tackle has been immense on defense today.
Line.
Clock moving, 1:10 left to go in the third. Second and goal from the 3. Tremendous game. No scoring so far here in this second half. All the scoring in the first half. And there was significant amount. 14-10, that's what the score was and is. Second and goal. Generals break the huddle with Jonathan Rodriguez. I'm sorry, that's the other side. Hand off, and nothing there.
Loss.
That's
Durkin.
Evan Bucci is the big center for Hamilton Wenham. They both have the numbers 55, the centers for each team. But that's a loss, I believe, on the Durkin carry.
Can't peach on the carry. Met by a wall of witches.
Ruben Baez at the bottom of that pile.
3 to go.
Hit him first, and then the posse showed up.
A wall of witches. 1 yard loss.
I thought it was a coven of witches.
I believe you're correct.
Oh, thank you. Again?
Again, sure. For the second time. Again? What do you mean again? 10 seconds. Clock moving. They're going to let it roll out and end the third quarter here. So, after three quarters of play from Hamilton, one of my school, it's the
and
Generals 14 and the Salem Witches 10. We'll be back with what should be a fairly interesting fourth quarter coming up. We'll be back.
stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
In the stands here today.
We are back for the fourth quarter. Should be a good ride now. We got third down and goal. As remember, the Witches were knocking on the door last time. They got it down to the 9-yard line and they were stopped. And now, the last time they had it in the red zone, they have a third down at the 4.
The raffle will be announced after this play
to start the fourth quarter. Man in motion, Monsiani. Whalen to throw. Look out, he's being chased. He's rolling all the way back.
Peach is all alone.
Throws it to Peach, can't get it to him. Incomplete.
Yeah, Whalen was running to the sideline and is running in a back angle, running away from the play. And once again, Peach found an opening, and he was, again, waving. By the time Whalen saw him, he was moving away from him, and the throw came up just shot. With Peach trying to make a great effort of scooping underneath
him.
Second consecutive possession where the Witches faced a fourth and goal. I'm sorry, Hamilton Wenham faces the fourth and goal. Salem has stopped it the first time. And now they're going to go for the field goal is Lanciani and Hamilton Wenham.
I'd watch for a fake.
Well, Peach is not in the game. And he would be your primary receiver, with the holder being Billy Whalen. So it will be from about the 10. So they'll make it a 20-yard field goal. And it is strong and true.
Field goal is up and good. And that gives Generals a 17-10 lead at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
We'll call that a 20-yarder.
20 yards?
Yep. And so 51 yards of offense that time in seven plays. And the lead now is 17-10. Hamilton won them over Salem. So Lanciani, and that was an eight-play, 51-yard drive. First play of the
today's unofficial attendance. 20,432 people.
So
let's hear it for the Generals and their fans.
It's a 7-point lead now for Hamilton Wenham. So obviously still well within range for the Salem Witches. First scoring of this second half. Lanciani gets the right foot into it. Again, it's a wobbly line drive. Bounces on the numbers just inside the 20. Picked up there by Rodriguez. Returned to the 30. Maybe the 31.
Baez brings it back.
Oh, it's Ruben Baez with the return.
30-yard line will be first and 10 for Salem.
So the Witches have to go to work again after a turnover last possession. They were on the march, on the ground, picking up 5 yards at a whack.
Yeah, what it's going to be down to, Rick, is finishing. The difference in the game, the opportunities that each team has had, and Hamilton Wenham has just finished on a couple more plays than Salem has. Salem's shown the ability to move the ball, but hasn't finished.
And they had a terrific game a couple of weeks ago against English. Big run play. Well, not so big. Maybe 3 or 4 yards. Gaskins around left end. Actually just off a left tackle. Where did they put it?
4 yard run for Salem. Back on the play by Shipley and Durbin.
To the 34.
Second and
Gaskins doesn't look like he's getting anything, and then you look and he's got 3, 4, 5 yards every single time.
Yep.
Second
down.
Again,
he has that ability to turn his body and to make people miss.
Second and 6. Wing off to the right. Gaskins hit in the backfield and dropped by Durgan.
Great, great read by Durgan. Slid in between the tackle and God and waited.
No, Durgan wasn't pulled, though.
Wrapped him up.
Big loss.
Back to the 29.
11 now for Salem.
Yep, back to the 29. 5-yard loss. I guess I put the curse on Gaskins by saying he always gets 5 yards. Shadows increasing now, coming about halfway out across the field from behind the far sidelines, the far stands. Salem football players all standing around. The players not in the game at the moment, standing around on their sideline. Hamilton Wenham players right along the sideline. They're supposed to be behind 3 or 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. Neither team is. Salem takes a timeout. I think that's their first of the half. Hamilton Wenham has also taken one timeout. 9:20 left to go. Earlier, again, scoreboard update brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plashtown, New Hampshire. Watertown beating Swampscott by a score of 31-27 in a wild back-and-forth game over at Loxus Field.
And Saugus and Pentucket are still 21-14. Saugus after three.
Later today, Winchester at Lynn English. That game should be underway by now. Bill Newell headed to Manning Field to see what he can get from that one. Third down. Third and 11. Salem at their own 29. Shotgun. Quarterback throws it out in the flat. It's dropped. Boy, I don't know if those are forward passes or not. Man, it's close. That was, again, Beauregard in the game.
It was close because the running back had to reach forward far from where he was.
Looked like Beauregard short-armed it.
No flag.
Wave it off. Fourth down and 11.
Off will be a fourth down play for the Witches.
Did you find any other obscure? You know, when I was at WASX on Sundays, I used to look through the national scoreboard and see the biggest lopsided score I could find, and it would be something like Alcorn Steak over Slippery Rock. And I'd get that score.
Remember the sportscaster on ABC, the studio host? He always gave the Slippery Rock score.
Oh, no, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Hamilton Wenham shanks, Salem shanks the kick, but it gets a witch roll all the way down inside the 30. Ball bounced at midfield.
Witch roll sounds like Swiss.
Salem will have the ball at the 27-yard line.
Slippery Rock State
Slippery
Teachers
Rock.
College.
Yep.
All right, so Generals take over at their own 27.
How about the BC Eagles last night thumping Florida State? That was great.
If you say so.
And let's hear it for our cheerleaders.
Come on, you gotta. No. I don't love people don't
sorry,
love BC.
I'm UMass. Sorry, UMass. And how about 55 points UMass put up last week? They won their first game of the season, but nevertheless,
55 scored against them.
Not so much this year. All right, Coffee gets it outside, runs out of bounds after about a 10-yard gain. For Hamilton Wenham.
See where they mark it.
Ian Coffey with the carry.
That's Ian Coffey as opposed to James Coffey. Yeah, 38, 10-yard gain.
Ball is being marked.
Make it 11.
At the 38-yard line, and that's good for the Generals.
Now, Hamilton Wenham is leading by 7, Coach. And last time, I mean, they just shut down Salem. After Salem had stopped, really, Hamilton won them twice inside the 10-yard line, although they did give up the 3 points. So, you know, they talk about momentum, but, boy, the Generals have got to feel confident at this point.
Yeah, they again, both teams have shown that they can move
back
the ball.
And forth.
But it's the finishing.
High formation, and flags will
yellow
fly.
Yellow flag littering the field. Let's see the call.
Before the play gets underway. Usually that's against the offense, but I don't think so this time. I think that was what they call encroachment. Or unabated to the quarterback.
On the encroachment, that will cost them 5.
Make something up.
First and 5 now for the Generals at their own 43-yard line.
Okay, so the ball is out to the 43. 5 yards free for Hamilton Wenham, making it first and 5. 8:20 left to go in the ballgame. D6 North, MIAA playoff opener. That's a weird stance for the quarterback. See if I can explain that. Coffey gets the handoff and gets a couple to the 45.
Coffey on the carry. Tackled by number 51.
Quarterback Whalen was at an angle. So he's got his hands under center, but his right feet are like a batting, like you're at bat. So he does not have his feet, you know, side by side under his shoulders when he's taking
square.
The snap. He's definitely not square. He's like a, you know, a batter in the batter's box, a right-handed batter, even though he's a left-handed quarterback. Very strange. Not strange, just different. So it is 2 yard gain for Coffey to the 45. Ball on the far hash mark with the Generals in shadow right now and Salem in the sunlight. Hand off, Peach in the backfield. Once again, he tries to hurdle a tackler. Nothing doing. Stop at the 45.
Yeah, Ruben Baez again. Nice kind of taking him down.
Baez has been tremendous on defense. Well, so much for momentum now. Salem can stop him here. They get plenty of time. Clock approaching 7 minutes left to go in the ballgame. 17 in regulation. 17-10 is the score with Hamilton Wenham on top. Decent crowd. They get up for it when our PA man says, leads them into first down. Looks left, looks right, throws right, complete to Peach, breaks a tackle. He's in the open, 40. Gets a block, spins away, breaks another tackle, and he's going to be dropped at the 34.
You know, sometimes it's best when the guys get to by the ankle just to get down, because what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for a massive collision with a linebacker or a defensive back who's had the opportunity to get up to speed and to put you on the ground.
Espinal with the tackle. Espinal has been all over the field.
Great block downfield there by
first
Michael
and 10,
Kelly.
Right up to the line of scrimmage are the Generals very quickly. And again, this time it's a draw to Coffey, maybe a 2 yard gain. I'm not even sure it's a 2 yard gain. 1 yard gain to the 34.
Philip Durgan up the middle for a 1 yard gain. It'll be second and 9.
6 minutes left to go. Regulation.
The Salem 34.
I was curious as to why they hurried up on that one because, you know, they want to run the clock down, I would think.
Yeah.
They did. They went right up to the line of scrimmage and snapped the ball very quickly, but now slowing it down. Taking their time. Coming out of the huddle. Anciani will split near side, which is the far side of the field. Excuse me, which is the wide side of the field. All right, back to pass. Plenty of time. Lets it go to Whalen. Complete to Peach at the 12. Breaks away.
Another missed tackle.
Another tackle and goes into the end zone. Oh, what dance moves. He should be on that reality show. Oh, my word. Dancing with the stars.
Yeah, he broke two tackles. The last one was by Baez. Baez had a hold of the shirt, but couldn't contain him. Too much power, too much strength, too much wanting. Going to get into that end zone. Big, big score. I was watching as Whalen rolled out towards us on the far left side of the field, and I looked down the field, and I could see Peach coming across from right to left. And again, he got one step on his defender, and as he got that one step, Whalen saw him and let it go and led him perfectly to the sideline.
Second touchdown combination, Peach from Whalen. This time it's 34 yards. First one was 35 yards. And for the Witches, a check it for the Generals. 7 plays and another 63 yards. That's a backbreaker if you're Salem.
Yeah, it really is.
And with 5 minutes and 32 seconds left in the game.
The one difference between these two teams today is the passing game. It's that connection between Whalen and Peach. Of knowing where the other guy is going to be, looking for him, signaling that you're going to step on your defender. And again, Whalen's ability to put that ball out in front where the defender can't get at it.
Well, I'm going to try to get some interviews after the game. See how that works. Do you wrap it up when you're with Bill? All right, we'll see if we can do that. 24-10. Don't think I ever gave the score. 24-10 now. Hamilton won them, leading Salem. 34-yard pass combination from Whalen to Peach. And that was 7 plays, 63 yards altogether. 5:32 left to go. Regulation. Short kick headed toward the sideline. Covered up at the 30-yard line by the Witches. on that far sideline. So the Witches have to get fired up now on offense. They're down by 14. And they got to get something on the board here in a relatively short amount of time. Starting at their own 31.
Yeah, Hamilton Wanham's passing game has been the difference in this game. If you look at the ground totals, I think they'd probably be pretty even, but the passing statistics is going to be really skewed in Hamilton Wanham's favor and has produced the touchdowns that have given him this lead.
Well, let's see if it's Espinola or Beauregard. It's Beauregard who's in the game. He's the passing half combination of the quarterback rotation. Man in motion. Beauregard looks to throw. He's going to let it go over the middle, and it is almost intercepted by Whalen. The intended receiver was Gaskins at the Salem 40.
Yeah, just about. I thought Gaskins was actually going to run into it, and
looking deep for number two.
I think it went through his arms and the defender, Billy Whalen.
Second and 10 for Salem.
I said at the Salem 40, but the pass was incomplete at the Hamilton Wenham 40. Nice touch for the little freshman. 130 pounds, what's he, 5'7", something like that?
And he threw that ball a good way.
5'7", 130. 10.
If you saw what looked like an awkward exchange.
About 35 yards on that pass.
Geyer and Michelle Horgan in front of you. It looked highly illicit and illegal. But actually, Mr. Geyer gave his 50-50 raffle donation to the Ed Fund today. Let's hear it for Mr. Geyer.
All right, pass play again over the middle. This one is caught and clobbered after the reception. It will be a penalty. That was a helmet-to-helmet hit. I hate to say it.
Now, you know what
Giles
it is, Greg?
Caught the pass.
It wasn't helmet-to-helmet.
Helmet.
He came in forearms high and just leveled him. That was totally unnecessary.
Okay. Beauregard to Giles. Giles shaken up now and hurt at the Salem 45-yard line after the first down of 16-yard completion.
The Salem receiver.
Yeah, he did come in high. I know that.
He came in high. Both forearms up.
Good for
into the receiver's
down.
Head.
Well, that looked nasty. And somehow, Giles held onto the ball. All right, we're going to have to take another injury timeout with 5:21 left to go in regulation. And the score 24-10 in favor of Hamilton Wenham over Salem. We'll take a break.
Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
Giles is off the field. He was able to walk away after being tended to. Tack on 15 yards for the personal foul against Hamilton Wenham. And Salem now has the ball suddenly at the Hamilton Wenham 40-yard line.
Your first and 10 for Salem at the general
5 minutes, clock is moving. 5 minutes left to go in the ball game. 24-10, Hamilton Wenham. Beauregard is the quarterback. Three receivers off to the right. One man in the backfield with Beauregard. He's going to block for Beauregard. He has to scramble. Running. Throws it short. Incomplete. And
Beauregard pass.
That was intended for Devin Tolbert at the 30-yard line of Salem. Of Hamilton Wenham, rather. And boy, I don't like to see that little guy scramble. Man. Don't want to see him get hit. Freshman. 4:46. Yeah. 4:46 left to go. Crowd quiet now after the incompletion. Ball midway between the hash marks. Beauregard is the quarterback. Gaskins is to his left. Two receivers out to the right. Tight end on the left side. Hamilton won him with six men up on the line of scrimmage. Long count. Handoff. Nope. Fake handoff. Pass play. Complete. And
knocked out of the receiver's
incomplete.
Hands.
Yep.
Would only be good for a couple of yards anyways.
Another player hurt.
Beauregard pass.
After the tackle by Coffey.
By number 13, Ian Coffey.
Another Salem player down. Ooh, look at that jet. Look at the bank. It's banking. Wow, like a 90-degree bank. Into the sunlight.
Small private jet, I would think.
Yeah, it does
look
like it.
Moving really fast.
Yeah. I've just come out of Beverly Airport. This time the Salem player is up and off the field rather quickly after the injury timeout.
Yeah, they have some of the large Gulf Streams, that hangar at the Beverly Regional Airport.
It's amazing to see a jet. I saw Julio Iglesias jet land over there, 707. Third down, 10 for Salem.
And the general fans will make some noise.
On John Travolta's driveway. Who? On John Travolta's driveway.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
707.
With the Jets, he's got three
727.
Of them. 727. In his yard.
And he's qualified to fly a 747.
Yep. Third down and 10 for Salem. At the Hamilton 140, whistle blows before the play can start. I have no idea why.
Salem timeout.
Okay. I'm losing track. I only have them for two, and one for Hamilton 1. I'm 30
Salem
seconds.
Taking a 30-second timeout.
That'll put something on the pipes here. The water. Beauregard runs back onto the field after getting instructions with the third down play ready to be initiated. Witches break the huddle. Linemen drop into their stances. Espinal split wide to the right. Quarterback for a good portion of this game. That's a lateral. Back to Gaskins. He catches it. Goes forward to the 40, across the 40, out of bounds. Well short of the first down, but he got about five.
Pass,
that was not a pass.
You know, some of these coaches I've noticed spend a lot of time on the field to play. And as a baseball coach, I can't do that during the course of the game. I can't walk onto the field and in between pitches talk to players. A basketball coach can't do it.
Big fourth down play here.
I don't think
for
a hockey
general.
Coach would want to do it.
Let's hear for those
general. Bitter coach?
What?
Bitter? Bitter?
Yeah. I don't think they should be running out of the field talking to the players.
Fourth down.
Get off the field where you're supposed to be.
And four to go for Salem. Beauregard, the quarterback. Empty backfield. Three receivers. One, two, three off to the left. The wing off to the left. Blocking for Beauregard. Throws it to, I don't know where.
He was looking.
Incomplete.
He was looking for Gaskins, but he just overthrew him.
Well, that might be it. That might be it. 19 and 16, another 35 yards. So they go over the 200-yard mark total, 230. Hamilton Wenham heading toward the 300-yard mark overall. Now, really, effectively, all the Generals need to do is get a first down or two, and they'll have this one in the bank, leading by 14 with 4:27 left to go. Well, at the 34-yard line is where they take over. We talk a lot when you do play-by-play, don't you? My goodness.
You know.
Yeah, I guess. Man, my throat hurts. Handoff on the run play. Coffee wrapped up after no gain.
Nice play.
Maybe a yard.
Oh, I think he's going to lose a couple, I think, Rick.
Yo, you're right. Back to the 30. Loses
Skeffington
about four.
On the play, shooting in there.
Second down and 13 for the general.
Wow. Now they put it at 31, so it's a loss of three. My goodness. And again, but Hamilton Wenham in no hurry.
Ball stays in the field to play. Clock is running.
Hamilton Wenham custodial
staff
for keeping
the one time
so
left.
Beautiful on game day and in the classroom. Thank you for all you do.
Fonciani is the wideout to the left, and Peach the wideout to the right. Two men in the backfield. They're going to throw? They are. Looking for Peach. He's wide open. Catches it. He's going to go all the way. Oh, my word. See you later.
Pitch and go.
66 yards.
Pitch and go. He went down to about the 50. Literally.
Literally
stopped in his tracks. And he had Gaskins in coverage, but when he stopped, Gaskins stopped. And then he just put the pedal to the metal and started sprinting down the field. And once again, that connection between
Check your high school fantasy football rosters. If you had Waylon and Peach
today, that guy is loud.
You're one of them.
I know. Well, two plays, 66 yards. They increased the lead now to 30-10.
Between Peach and Waylon, again, Peach read it. He was looking for him. And on the go, he just laid it out there. And again, Peach ran right underneath it in stride. And the extra point is good.
Well, I'm going to have to total the passing statistics, obviously, when I get home and post them. But that's the third touchdown pass of significance. And it's 31-10, Hamilton.
Here's that Moynihan update. Lynn English over Winchester, 36-0. Try to find that again. Way to go.
3:33 left to go in this one. That's the third time that Waylon and Peach have connected four touchdown passes. This time, 66 yards. And I thought that that thing was going to be way overthrown. And, man, Peach put the extra gear on and caught up to the ball. Nobody near him. Just sailed down that far sideline. So, looks like Hamilton 1 will have a home game next week. Salem, gritty, gutsy, hard nose, but coming up short, trailing now by three touchdowns. A real short kick, fair caught. Smart play at the 39-yard line.
Kicked his fair caught by Luis Ramirez.
Yeah, Matt Roy reporting that the English is up 36-0 of Winchester at the half. Oof. Talk about bringing your A game.
Well, this could be the year of Lynn English. Year of the Bulldog.
Yard line. Will be first and 10 Salem.
We will have games next weekend, but obviously we don't know where we're going to be yet. This will all filter out, I think, probably during this weekend. And then we'll figure out what the assignments will be. Bill Newell and Tim Kearns, the main guys, and the rest of us off on the periphery calling in. We'll see how it shakes out next weekend. All right, so the Witches start from their own 39. 3:33 left to go in the game. Beauregard wants to throw. He's not going to get a chance. Oh, he scrambles, and look at this. He's still on his feet, gets a first down. Peach just shot through under everybody. I don't think anybody could see him.
Great job of keeping his balance, put the left hand out, keeping his feet in motion, and manning to stay off the ground. Again, picked up a big first down.
Terrific run by the freshman. He gets a 14-yard gain. I just think he got behind people, and nobody could see him, and he just made it into Hamilton Wenham Real Estate. With the clock rolling, 3:07. Twins to the right, actually trips to the right. Beauregard rolls to the right. He throws to the right. It is complete to Gaskins at the 40 to the 35-yard line of Hamilton Wenham.
Number two, Vincent Gaskins.
Another first down
by Billy Whalen.
Four of the Witches. So they are rolling. Ball is at the 34. 13-yard gain.
34-yard line.
With the clock rolling. What time does Bill usually get downstairs? Inside of a minute?
Yep.
Something like that? All right.
Josie has a lot farther to go.
Well, I don't know about that.
We also have an elevator.
I got to go all the way around there and, you know.
No, there's a gate open around the corner.
Pass out into the flat. Incomplete. Stops the clock with 2:34 left by Salem.
Beauregard's pass incomplete.
Hamilton Wenham has done a good job of closing and hitting the receivers along the sideline when they've attempted those passes. That is what Danvers did last night to Lynn Classical. They had so few yards after catch on Ridley's favorite little out patterns to the sidelines. Danvers just played a totally different defense. They played up close all night long. They brought everybody. They actually did Ridley to go over the top on them. And he was off. He didn't hit the long ball like he did a couple weeks ago against Salem. And that certainly helped him. It allowed him to continue to cheat up.
Rodriguez and Gaskins out to the left. Quarterback is Beauregard in shotgun. And it's a handoff on a run play that's going to get about 5 yards. Clock will continue to move. And a little surprise there is... And Garambi carried the ball for the... Gain about 7 yards.
Thomas Monahan on the tackle.
Generals getting all substitutes. Well, not all substitutes. Quite a few substitutes into the game. Ball at the Generals 27, 7 yard gain. Second and, let's check it, third and three.
Third and three.
We are at the 2 minute mark, and they let the clock roll. which is up to the line of scrimmage. Again, a bunch formation off. A bunch off to the left, tight quarters, rolling to his left, Beauregard, right-handed passer, gets a nice pass away, intercepted. I think it's Peach down the sideline and staying inbounds very smartly. It's Coffey. Look at that play, Coach. Stayed inbounds, was down the far sideline. Coffey intercepted it, stayed inbounds, came back to the middle of the field before he was dropped.
Yeah, and he was about a step from being out of bounds, and he did the smart thing. He planted the foot and turned left and committed to play into the midfield to just keep that clock running. 1:39 now stopped on the change of possession.
Make sure you join us right here next week at 1:30 p.m. as the Generals will host the Division 6 North semifinal
touchdown
game.
Passes from Billy Whalen to Cam Peach. Really the big difference in this game. As it's a 21-point difference, 31-10, with Hamilton Wenham on top.
Yeah, their ability to go over the top was the difference. Clearly, the difference in this game. And if we have the opportunity to talk to Coach Jim Pugh on Monday night, we'll get a little bit more in depth on the game plan that he threw together.
All right, you got this?
I'm ready.
All right, we need one more break. That would be
the G break.
The G break. You got it.
Do we have a commercial going right now? Do we have one going right now? No, okay. So first and 10. And Hamilton Wenham will take a knee, and they will let the clock run out less than a minute now, and it's just winding down. And they probably will take just one more knee, and this one will be over, and Hamilton Wenham will move to round two of the Eastern Mass playoff. And as you can tell, the celebratory music is playing in the background. They're at the line of scrimmage. They just need to take one more knee. Whalen turns around and look at the clock. There it is, taking the knee at 17 and counting.
And that will do it. Hamilton Wenham Generals win the opening playoff game 31-10.
All right, so the final score here from Hamilton Wenham.
Let's hear it for our official for today.
It's 31-10. Hamilton Wenham over Sluggers.
All the players who were out there on the field. Thank you, officials and trainers.
All right, we'll be back with a wrap-up of the scores that we have and the scoring in today's game in just a moment. You're listening to MIAA Playoffs on MSONewsSports.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
Okay, we're back again. The finally here, Hamilton Wenham 31, Saugus Salem rather 10, and let's look at the scoring. Coffee with a 3-yard run in the first quarter, 7-0. Hamilton Wenham in the second quarter. Salem kicked a, Baez kicked a 29-yard field goal, rather, 7-3. Second quarter, again, Espinal ran 23 yards, make it a 10-7 game. Salem at the 6:05 mark. No scoring in the third quarter, but the fourth quarter was a bit more lively. Peach from Wayland, 35 yards, made it 14-10. A 20-yard field goal from Lanciani made it 17-10. 34. Somebody's got a little vinyl in the background. 34-yard. Trying to think what Rick wrote here, but I think it was Peach from Wayland. Made it 24-10, and again, 66 yards. Peach from Wayland again with three at the 3:13 mark of the fourth quarter. Made it the final score of 31-10. Difference in the game, as we mentioned several times, was simply Hamilton Wenham's ability to put the ball down the field, complete the pass, and keep the play going. And they hit same with big plays time and time again. Salem did not have a pass to balance their running attack, which was fairly effective today. They when they ran up the middle, they got yardage. So again, this completes our weekend coverage of MIAA playoff football. And where we are next week will be determined by who gets matched up where. We could be back here next Saturday. But again, that'll all be announced during the week as we see the pairings come out after the rest of today's games are played. So for Rick Moore, Bill Papowski, Bill Newell, and all those who contribute to the broadcast, I'm Tim Kearns. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you again last night. And don't forget North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock on MSO News Sports.